Good afternoon.
I called a Bulbasaur.
Wow, in the basement?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Because I didn't. But I want to talk Pokemon Go.
Already? Okay.
At some point.
Coming in hot. All right, Pokemon Go. Tell me about it, Nick. Tell me.
Recently.
Never heard of it, by the way.
Recently.
Yeah.
The fabric of our universe has been changed.
I love it.
Dude, you drew blood.
Oh, I did?
How'd you draw blood? You bleeding?
Oh.
Where are you bleeding?
You want a Band-Aid?
What happened?
He kicked me with a skateboard.
Did you deserve it?
Yeah.
No!
That's a valid question.
It is.
No, it is. It's a very valid question. Yeah. No, I did not deserve it.
Well, he probably did for something at some point.
Sure.
Yeah, you know.
Well, yeah.
No, Fabric of Society, you were saying?
Zach needs to join. Just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
But,
we'll get there.
Wait, now, what the fuck am I bleeding? Zach, we're going to make this a short conversation. We're going to bring you into the conversation soon. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
Okay.
Pokemon
I'm
Go.
In love with this game.
Yeah.
It's forcing me to go outside.
It's
I'm waking up early. I don't know if you understand. I'm waking up at 7 a.m. to walk around and find Pokemon.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Pokemon Go. And I've been thinking about it because I feel like the next 3 weeks of podcasts are going to be consumed by this game for me.
I'm really pissed at me that geocaching and not Pokemon Going.
Yes. Well, that was the thing. That was the thing that I loved about geocaching. It was something that was special in the physical world, which it seems like we don't really have anymore. And it's funny that this new innovation in gaming, and like this is the biggest mobile game I think ever already, right? It's like breaking records and shit. I mean, it's bigger than Angry Birds ever was. You know, it was bigger than a lot of these things. It's funny that the next innovation is just, hey, go outside. You know?
Well, I have a... Now, Zach, here's why I want to begin the conversation. Zach, I need to know, how do you feel about virtual reality gaming?
Virtual reality or augmented reality?
No, that's the point I want to make. Virtual reality.
I don't like virtual reality. I like augmented reality.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Really?
Now, do you know the difference?
Well, augmented...
Well, actually, no, let me change that. I'm okay with virtual reality. I'd rather do something, if it's something like Pokemon Go or something like that, I'd rather it be augmented.
100% agree with you.
Pokemon Go is augmented.
Augmented,
so you're in the physical space, but there's little...
Augmented
twists.
Adds to reality. Virtual reality creates is a new
it.
Reality.
Creates
yes.
It, right.
I hate virtual reality. It's keeping people inside. That is going to be, and we'll segue into the show with this, but that will be the singularity that Kurt was referring... Kirk.
Yeah,
Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, I said it right the first time.
Yeah.
Kurt was referring to in the show.
Right.
No, virtual reality is what's going to keep humans inside, and we're never going to do anything again.
Right.
Augmented reality is almost, to me...
Yeah.
See, I have a belief that technology and nature can coexist, and I feel like augmented reality is one of the solutions. Like, solar power,
wow.
Augmented reality... Bioengineering, those types of things. These are going to bring humans
those are
and the world to
three totally not related things.
No. I'm saying those things. Those are things. Those are technological innovations that can work with nature.
Right.
I feel like there's too much of a stigma that technology can't work with nature. They have to be opposite forces. I don't believe that.
I love that.
That's why I love this game.
Yes.
I love it.
It's
just
is...
Ingress, by the way. I mean, do what? We know Ingress?
Oh, no, it's 100% Ingress.
I don't
yeah.
know what that is.
Ingress is literally the exact same app that's been existed for a long time. Just now they added Pokemon.
Now they have Pokemon.
Literally, there were bases. There were two teams. There was a green and blue team.
Yeah.
You go out and you claim bases and you go out and you collect things. Literally all of the points in this game, all of the bases and all of the little Poke Centers or whatever,
mm-hmm.
those are all from Ingress. They're
right.
literally the same data.
Right.
Yeah, because it was the same company that
yeah.
started developing Pokemon Go.
Right, it's the same
yeah.
game.
It's
nothing
the exact
new.
Same game, yeah.
Nothing is new. This okay. has literally been in around
except
forever.
Except now, instead of picking up relics, you're picking up Pokemon.
Right.
Yeah, and I can literally, I know so many people who are going to be start losing weight and being healthy, myself included.
Me too.
And today, I just passed some kids in West Hartford there, and they pass by each other. He goes, "Are you playing Pokemon Go?" And the guy goes, "Why else would I be outside?"
I legitimately said the exact same thing. This lady, I was at Tommaso Park over here, the nature park that's down the street in Plainville. And she goes, "Wait, hey, you guys doing Pokemon Go too?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what else would I be doing? Of course I'm doing that." But yeah, it's crazy. Number one, how quickly this caught on.
It's great.
Well, because it's been like all over the game world for years.
I've known about this for a year. Yeah.
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 That's what I've been hearing too. I had no idea it was coming.
Most people didn't. Yeah.
But so that's the thing. It's broken free of that. And it's weird. We just want an excuse to go out and meet people
yeah.
and explore and do things. And now we have this excuse.
Do you think it's going to stay or do you think it's going to go?
It's going to be a fad.
I think it's going to die.
But everything
I hope
does.
It stays though.
But
I want it to
does.
Stay. I'm going to keep playing it.
But what is stay? How long?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think there is actually a lot of life in this because they've only released the first 150 Pokemon.
Yes.
Oh, really?
There's a shit ton more. This is just I don't remember which league is first. I think it's not Johto. Indigo League, I think. This is still early, you know. They have tons more they can release, which is great.
Uh-huh.
So I think it may stick around. It has some shelf life.
I hope it does. I mean, I don't think anything lasts. And that's just the way the technology operates. Games don't last and you know, apps and everything. But I don't know. It's so weird. I went outside today. I was exploring with my brother today for 6 hours. And we just went to this street corner. There were legitimately 30 people on the street corner all doing the exact same thing.
There was a war memorial in West Hartford.
Yeah.
Filled with people. They're all just sitting, hanging out. That would never happen normally.
I gotta check West
Hartford. But the issue is, it would never happen normally, but they still didn't go to look at the war memorial.
Some people, you know.
You know what? Andre and I were saying that, though, because we walked down Memorial Boulevard in Bristol, and we started, like, reading the monuments and shit. And we started, like, learning about it. Oh, this guy died. Oh, like, I'm going out and exploring now. And sure, I'm sort of buried in my phone and worrying about...
Don't get me wrong. I mean, the servers crash frequently enough that you'll get bored and want to read something.
Sure.
It's
really crazy.
By the way, we have a theory, a hypothesis, if you will.
Okay.
It's more accurate.
Who's weird?
Me and a couple of friends who we were playing with yesterday.
Okay.
That this game was not prepared to come out, which, I mean, that's not really the hypothesis. Everybody knows that because it's a piece of shit. The servers keep crashing.
It's not that bad.
Well, no, it's really bad.
I've had worse. I've seen much worse.
But we think that the only reason it came out, because it kind of came out suddenly, mm-hmm. was because they released a beta, and then people were releasing a APK, I think it's called an APK online.
APK, yeah.
For people to basically play the game before it comes out. Mm. And so they suddenly just released it.
Okay.
I think it was... People were...
Well, yeah, no, because even...
Yeah, people were kind of getting in.
I think Malik had the beta, mm-hmm. and then the next day, it was, like, recommended on my Google Play thing.
Yeah, so I think what happened is too many people were getting in who weren't in the beta because they were, like, cheating, so they just said, fuck it, we're going to release it. Because I don't think it was ready to come out.
I mean, you can certainly see the cracks. And I do see, like, logically where this is going to go. I mean, clearly there's not enough stuff in here to make this thing last. There's going to be more updates and stuff. So I think if they had spent a little more time, besides just the server problems, like, there's no daycares, there's no, like, larger maps, you can't trade with people.
You can't even fight with your Pokemon,
right.
Unless you go to a gym.
Unless you go to a gym. So there's going to be a lot of those things. It's basic.
There's just a Pokemon, and you just throw a ball at it.
Oh, no, I know, because I was driving them around last night while they were doing it.
I saw this funny, this is the last thing I want to say on it, then we could probably move on, I think.
It's fine. I could talk all day about
this. Yeah,
yeah. And we're not going to
There was this really funny thing I saw, though. I guess there was a guy who was playing this, and the only camera that the game would register was his selfie cam. Mm-hmm. So Pokemon would just appear on his face, like, frequently, and they would just be, like, enlarged.
Yeah.
It's just really bad.
Man.
But you know you could turn off the camera, right?
Right.
So it's just in the wild.
But that's
No, it saves your battery for one thing.
Yeah, but then you don't... It's not, like, on the pavement and shit.
I don't want it to be on the pavement.
Oh, I want that, though. It makes me... That's augmented reality.
If it didn't kill my battery.
Oh, well. I guess so. I
Well, it's weird because I'm walking around, I'm looking at the map, and I see a giant gym on the map, and then I look there in person, and I'm like expecting there to be a gym floating in the sky, and it's not there. And it's like it's almost like disconcerting. You know what I mean?
I'm yes. Yeah, it's a good point.
It's pretty. I don't know.
Well, I feel like the next step would be actual augmented reality glasses that don't make you look like a fucking tool.
Impossible.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
contacts.
Yes. Ooh, augmented contacts.
Can you do that?
Could get a little dangerous.
I could see your eyes frying.
Could get just a little crisp.
Yeah. I could see. You ever put an egg directly in a hot pan?
Yes. Nico, have you?
Many times, as a matter of fact.
I feel like that could happen to my eyes.
Yeah, I. But you know what? It's worth a shot.
You never. But I'll do it. I'll try it.
No one ever changed the world without a little bit of risk. Yes.
I got two eyes too.
So you can try it four times.
One or the other. No, this is a great thing.
It's not what I was, whatever.
I wonder if we should go out one of these days and go hunting for a podcast.
It wouldn't be the worst. We've done worse. I can say that much. We've done shittier podcasts.
No doubt. No doubt about it. It's really great. And Zach, we'll get on it because he said the same thing about Game of Thrones.
I really hope you get on it. Now, you have two choices. You can either join the right team, blue team, with me. Or you could join the shitty team with Nico.
You see, I have several choices.
Or you could join the red team, and then we can have a three-way face-off.
Or you could give 24 a shot and finally binge-watch it.
I still haven't done
that. No, I still... I've tried, legitimately tried watching.
I haven't. Before. I don't care. It's the premise is stupid.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's 24 no. episodes, one day. It's so dumb.
I like the premise.
It's a great premise.
In for reality, once, it didn't work
season,
out.
For one season, it'd be okay. But for like the 50 that yeah. they did or whatever?
Nine.
Yeah, that's like 50.
Actually, 8.5.
That's way more than a show should
eight
have.
And a half?
Yeah, they only did 12
they
hours
did
last
half
one.
A day?
Yes, they did half a day.
Well, they were going to make the other 12 episodes, but it's just him, like, having breakfast and taking a nap. And
right.
They just like, eh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a whole episode just him taking a nap?
Well, that's the thing. That was the whole joke of 24, is he never peed, he never ate, he never slept. It was just constantly on the
no,
run.
No, the commercial going. Breaks. What are you that's what they're there so. For.
Wow. They're very convenient. And it's also the great thing about 24 is the cliffhangers would always happen at, like, 7:59, 8:59, 9:59.
Yeah, right? No, yeah.
The exact right moment. It's convenient. So funny how that worked out.
So convenient.
Unbelievable. All right, here we're here to talk about Horace and Pete. Two episodes of Horace and Pete. This is why it's just a thing, by the way. That's Nick and that's Zach.
How you doing?
I love when he points, because yeah. it doesn't help anybody.
Use your imagination, people. You know?
That's Nick, that's Nico, right?
Doesn't matter who's who. I mean, for all...
And the points don't matter.
Yeah, the points don't matter. Neither do the names
great
on the
reference.
Show.
Well, I wouldn't say great.
No, no, I said it, so it's great.
He made a pun last night.
I did.
That I was... Actually, hold on.
By accident.
By accident,
oh,
yeah.
That's shameful.
Well, hold on. Last
shameful.
Night,
how dare you?
Nico's obsession with Pokemon Go... I'm going to go back to this
oh,
really
God.
Fast.
Oh, God.
Resulted in probably the funniest thing I've ever done to him.
I'm excited.
So we're driving around. Nico's, first of all, driving the car and trying to play this game. I'm like, Nico, I'm not playing the game. Let me drive the fucking car.
Right.
That's fair.
So, like, okay. So we get out, and then we go to the cemetery.
Down the street from here.
Down the street from the gas station.
Yeah, right. That's what I assume.
And he goes, go in the cemetery. There's one there. I'm like,
is there a Haunter?
No.
No, he said there was a...
There's a Pokestop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what kind of Pokemon? I mean...
Pokestop.
Yeah, but what kind of... Were there Pokemon there?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyway, yeah. So he goes, go into the cemetery. I'm like, okay, fine. So I pull in. He goes, okay, stop. So I stop the car. And he goes, damn, I'm not close enough. Idiot decides to get out of the car. In a cemetery at night.
Police shop?
No, I turned to the person we were with, and I'm like, should I just drive away? And they're like, yeah. So I reached behind me, I closed the door he got out of, and I took off.
And he just took off all the way into the cemetery, right about, like, I don't know, 10th of a mile to finally get to him.
So
I'm
we
just
get to
sprinting
the, we
down
get to the
cemetery.
End. We get to the end. I'm laughing hysterically. I turn the car on. I start pulling up. I see him running towards the
just
car.
Just this shadowy figure in the distance just running after him in the cemetery.
Did you hatch a Poke Egg from that?
I did not, but I got a lot of the way there. I got
three incubators.
A good, like, 2 kilometers. Yeah. No, it's the
oh
best.
My God,
it's the best thing.
No, it was great. Great.
We need to go tonight. Can you find it in your soul to go to? I went 6 hours today, and I'm not done yet.
Oh, yeah, my phone battery, I don't think it's going to last, to be honest.
Charge it with the battery pack
this
you have
dead.
Sitting right here.
It's dead.
Oh. How? This is 5,200.
Yeah, but I used it today.
Oh. How much you pay for this, by the way?
Get this.
Like, $20.
For 5,200?
Yeah.
Really?
Not bad.
Here you go.
You plug it into the computer?
Yeah. No, plugging it into this. Okay, yeah, Horace and Pete. That's the show we're here to talk about today, though. Even though, go play Pokemon Go instead of listening to this podcast. It's a better use of your time. There you go.
It still says you have... Or is that just...
That's just
nothing,
one.
Yeah.
It's not much. It wasn't even charging when my phone was plugged into it, so...
Charge okay. it up. Yeah, so we're here to talk about 2 episodes, right?
Deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
Deep and dark.
So we also have a little... we're going to have a little contest, I think, at the end.
Ooh, nice.
Did
a little brief
come up
contest.
With something?
I think... For the spirit of today, we're going to try to do some sort of super fight.
Okay. Do you have some matchups?
I think what I'm going to shoot for, because we don't have time to talk about it right now, but we have Game of Thrones, Pokemon, and Horace and Pete characters. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, that's a fun time. All right. Stay tuned to the end. Episodes 8 and 9 of Louis C.K.'s web series involved a lot of dark, depressing stuff. Involved Steve Buscemi on the brink of suicide, contemplating his own insanity and his life, and becoming very violent with his girlfriend. Really dark. Where do we want to start? In the first episode?
Right? Were you taking notes this
yes,
time?
Yes, I have some notes. We start episode 8 with a kind of awkward scene that was sort of out of nowhere here. And it involved two characters that our main characters, Horace and Sylvia, slept with the night before. Let's talk about this for a second.
Nick.
All right, I'll address the white elephant in the room.
Yes, the white elephant.
The white elephant. They both have slept with black people.
Right.
Yes.
And, well, I just want to point this out. So Sylvia tells Horace, this can make me sound like such a racist.
too late.
It's fine.
Yeah. Go on.
Sylvia tells Horace, you know, she's laughing and smiling. He's like, why are you laughing and smiling? She goes, well, I brought someone home last night.
Mm-hmm.
He's in there right now. And Horace is like, oh, cool. And he's like, yeah, I brought someone home last night too.
Yeah.
And so right at this moment, I go, the two people that each of them slept with are going to know each other. They're going to have known each other.
Right.
I remember she had, like, the girl that Horace slept with, which you saw last episode, same girl.
luckily.
Yeah.
It's not, like, just totally new person.
Yeah, no, she...
We think girl.
Well, yeah, we think girl. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
But, no, she had some sort of issues, right, with somebody in the past. So, I was led to believe maybe it was, like, her ex-husband or ex-boyfriend or something. That was my assumption before even seeing who Sylvia slept with,
right,
before knowing anything about them other than they were a person. He walks out, and he was a black man.
Yes.
And the lady that Horace had slept with was a black woman.
Yes.
So I thought that that confirmed my prediction.
They all know each other, don't they? They just all hang out at the same club.
I'm sure.
They shop at the same grocery stores.
Well, I almost have a feeling that's what Horace wanted us to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Louis, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I think I get them mixed up.
Sure.
They're so similar.
Absolutely. yes. They both like masturbating in rooms with
comedians
together.
I feel like Horace is Louis, right? I wanted to – you just reminded me. I wanted to Facebook message John Charette because I saw – this is exactly what I want to write to him. I'm going to write it as we speak.
Okay.
It pertains.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to write it on his Facebook wall.
Okay.
So all can see.
Why?
Because it's funny.
What about him?
I'm going to read it as I write it.
Okay.
It's important.
Oh, great.
It pertains.
All right, this is Letters on Random People's Facebook Walls from Nick Evangelista.
The first one's a Q.
A four and a Batman.
Dearest Scarlet, I've been away at war for over 50 years.
But 50 years?
But never forgotten your beautiful face.
She's old as shit now. Like, yeah, what's that?
I'm sorry, Charlotte's dead.
No.
Return to sender. Oh.
Heavens. All right, it's not coming up. What's going on? All right, come on.
It's internet.
I know. I'm not even on it. I'm on 4G. What is this shit?
Your internet?
Dearest Jonathan.
I probably went over my data plan with Pokemon Go. Anyways, well, what I was going to write to him, I'll do it later, is, hey, John, I could have sworn I saw you at Target earlier, and as I went close to say hello, I realized that I'm a racist. John is Asian.
Okay.
I swear to God it was him. I was so sure.
And then it was just
I was about to yell
Asian
John.
Person.
Oh no.
And then it just wasn't him.
Just out of nowhere. He just changed.
Yes.
He changed it to
Ping. Is that who he changed it to?
Oh,
yeah.
Racist.
Wow.
You damn racist.
Now,
them up 50 years ago and then
he's
all.
He's Korean!
Oh.
Well, I guess we did that too.
So we did that too.
But you weren't. That's not what you were thinking of.
Yes.
No, let me just say this though. Now, okay. Is it racist to think two people look alike because they're Asian? Or is it racist to think all Asians look alike? Or is one just more racist?
Well. Yeah, but okay. All right, this is not a bad thing to say. You look more like people that are in your race.
No, that's like a known psychological like fact.
Like I don't think
like people
like I don't think all Asians look alike, but I just happen to think that this Asian looked a lot like John.
Well, okay, have you ever seen the original Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Okay, this blew my mind when they said this in Planet of the Apes, but they lock away the humans in the cages and Charlton Heston makes a comment about all these apes look the same. I can't keep them apart. And the monkeys are like, I can't tell anybody apart. All you humans look the same. And it like blew my mind. It's like, wow, fucking animals look really different and we can't identify the differences, but we see them all very, very closely when we're looking at other people. You know, whereas every fucking Shih Tzu looks exactly the same.
Really, that blew his mind. Really?
Blew my mind.
I feel like you and I had that thought when we were like four. I don't know.
No, but
it's also really easy to blow his mind.
Yeah.
But it's like,
case in point, the slit for the cookies.
Absolutely. If you... Long story.
Long story. Long story. If you, not really. Short story, but...
You identify with other people that are similar to you, right? Like...
Yeah, that's how it works.
You know what I mean? I think it's the same thing with men and women.
That is typically how it works, yes.
But, like, women, I think, see more differences in other women, and men tend to look more similar, and vice versa when you're talking about men, too.
Probably true.
I think that's a thing as well. Guess. No, so it's not racist, just slightly racial.
I felt bad, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's racist-ish.
I mean,
it's
I just wanted to say hi, so.
Race-shish. Race-shish. Okay. Race-ish. Race-ish.
Raisins?
Yes.
It's just raisins.
Yes.
It's
so raisins.
So at this point in the show, I was sure that these two were ex-lovers because they were both black, because and I felt horrible.
Yes, and they've all banged each other at some point. Not all. That's what you were thinking.
I just thought it was for the show. I thought it was
for all Nick knows, there's only two.
Yes.
No, there's only one Asian in the world, and they play every Asian role ever. No.
That might have been the point, though.
I think it was.
Because Louis wanted you to realize that they were both black, and I think he wanted us to think it, and then they said it on screen, and we're like, oh, why would he ever make that sort of comment?
Well, yeah, so and then on screen, the black man and the black woman meet each other. I don't remember their name. What's her name? We know her.
Rhonda. You don't know any of their names either. They're just the same.
I don't know any of the characters' names. What was his?
Rhonda.
Was it Harold or?
I think it was Harold.
Harold, right?
Reggie from House of Cards.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, it was played by Reggie from House of Cards. I never watched House of Cards, but you told me that.
Yes, his name is
so
Reggie.
I believe it was Harold, and what was her name again? I'm sorry.
Rhonda.
That's right.
I'm 96%.
When they you're right. When they met each other, it was clear that they did not know each other.
Right.
And I was
yes.
Ooh. But
well, then Harold started laughing. Harold, that thunderous fucking laugh.
Creepy horror.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
That was an intense laugh.
It was a good laugh. Great laugh.
It was a great laugh. Like Santa. Oh no, it was a good laugh. Yeah.
Felt like he was Santa.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Good. Yeah. It was very Santa-esque.
Yeah. I will say, like, that is a brilliant piece of commentary from Louis, as always.
I'm glad that I felt that way though, because I think it made me realize.
Yeah.
How, like, horrible it is that I felt that way. Right. That I assumed that. Yes. Like, I never would have assumed that I would have assumed that.
Mm-hmm. But not even just that, just...
But see, I assumed that you would never assume that you would assume that. Yes. So what does that leave us?
Well, you know what they say when you assume.
Leave a lot of asses of you and me, Zach.
Yes. But...
Yeah.
I think he clearly wanted us to recognize it. Like, he wanted us to at least think it in the back of our heads and not say anything.
Right.
And then they were going to make this awkward comment. Here's Reggie from House of Cards just voicing what all of us knew already, and we still felt uncomfortable. Like, it still felt sort of like, ew, why are we making a big deal about this? And, you know, and...
Yeah, he was just laughing because they were both black and they both slept with white people.
Right.
That's literally why he was laughing.
Right.
And he just legit said, oh, come on, this is kind of funny. Which right. It kind of is.
And yeah. Only Rhonda.
Sure.
Gave feedback and said, yes, this is funny. Yes. Nobody else did. Nobody. That's. I find that also.
That's the thing about black. I think here's the thing about black people.
That's a horrible... That is the worst way you could possibly start a sentence.
This is what I just tend to find, right?
Oh, great. What you tend to find.
White.
Wonderful.
As he's searching for it.
White people get much more upset over racism than black people do.
That is... Wrong. That is not...
I honestly think that.
I think I know what you're trying to say, and that is not the way to say it, because you're wrong.
Well, they...
Because
what's
literally...
the way to say it?
Okay, well,
Not that way.
Let me just put it this way. With the events that happened this past week,
you're
wrong.
Bad week to talk about it.
No. You're saying what? Black people get more or less upset about racism? Are you kidding me? That literally, there was a riot about racism.
Civil riots about racism.
Are you like that was literally the worst?
No, but it's
I know what you're trying.
You know
to
what
say.
I mean? It's like it. I find that white.
I think
people,
what you're saying is white people get more tense about it, and they
right.
try to not voice it. Is what you're trying
yes.
to say?
Yes. That's
yeah.
Thank you
have
for
to be very careful.
Thank you
you're
for
wrong.
Being my idiot. Racist translator. I appreciate that.
Oh, is it like Obama's?
Right, the Key and Peele character.
Key and Peele, he's Obama's translator.
Yeah, he's like the black translator. Right, yeah.
Obama says something and then he translates it into black speak, quote unquote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Key and Peele are great. They're so funny.
They're the best. yes. They tend to sort of get outraged more. But you know what I mean? Not like real outrage, but just like, oh, how dare you say such thing. And black people are just like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm used to this. I put up with this all my life. You know what I mean?
And I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to touch on it anymore.
Probably a bad week to bring it up. Good point.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
You're just wrong, but it's okay. Okay. We're all wrong sometimes, you know?
You know, some just more than others.
Some more than others.
let's just try and pick what we're wrong about better. How's that sound?
Speaking of being wrong.
But then wouldn't we be wrong?
Shit.
Okay, speaking of being wrong, I think I need to clear the air right now on this podcast about something. Because I just realized this. Back on Pokemon Go for a second.
Great. It's a great way. No, I love this transitioning back and forth.
So.
It's just like the GPS signal in the game.
Zach was hanging out. Zach was hanging out with our friend Malik today and mentioned to Malik that I had caught a Mew in the
Because you said it last night.
Wait, you caught a Mew?
Well, here's the thing. So now this is sort of spreading like wildfire, and now everybody's texting me.
Did
saying,
you actually?
Oh, you got a Mew. So, okay, I'm going to sound dumb. I'm used to it.
Explain last night first.
What did you actually catch? That's all I need to know.
I caught a Mewth.
A meow.
A meow?
Do you know how to say meow? Do you know what cats do? They go meow.
I thought Meowth evolved into Mew.
No.
Mew is Mew.
No,
Mew is the original thing? The base Pokemon?
Well, because it doesn't evolve because it's a legendary.
Yeah.
It's just Mew. And then there's a Mewtwo, which is like a...
But doesn't Mew evolve into Mewtwo?
No,
because Mewtwo was made in a lab. Engineered.
Yeah, made in a lab.
Oh.
It's the first Pokemon created.
So Malik puts on Facebook today, he goes, hey, heard Nico DiGregorio caught him, fucking tagged me, right? And I comment on it and say, yeah, but because they're like, Pixart didn't happen, right? And I go, yeah, about that. There's like a comment thread of like 10 like comments now. The nerds tore me a new asshole on Facebook.
They
called me out. I'm like, don't ever piss off a nerd. Because they like, look at the rage. They're just calling me liars. They're like, how dare you fucking mislead us like that? Alexis just texted me saying, I can't wait to see your new Mew. And I'm like, oh. So now I feel like this lie is getting out of hand. Look at this nerd I've never met commenting.
You lost your peenie privileges.
I've never met these people. What's the one chick say? Gave me a lot of sense.
One's fucking pink and one's a cat, ?
Yeah.
So much aggression. So much unchecked aggression there. I apologize. I just want to clear the air. I did not catch a Mew. Let's just get that out of the way.
I don't even think they're in the game yet.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
Which is why everybody's texting me like, hey, where's your Mew? And I'm like, I'm just an idiot. I'm not a liar. I'm just an idiot. I had to even say that to Malik because he called me a liar. No, I'm just stupid. There's two different
really fucking dumb.
Yeah, two different things. All right, Now the episode takes kind of a dark turn.
This is great. It's just like the servers, I'm telling you. Yes, it's great. It's on and off.
After this very light intro, and it involves Pete in his, I guess, doctor's
office.
I like
how that wasn't the dark turn. That wasn't the dark turn, by the way.
Well, kind of. I mean, this is where...
this was like the in the shade turn going to the dark turn.
Fair point.
No. What I was saying is I like how the beginning was the lighthearted part.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though it was the darkest part.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Come on.
There you go.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on.
You're the one that thought they knew each other.
We all thought they knew each other.
Yeah, I just said it. So, I mean, shit.
They're in this doctor's office with Horace and Peter sitting down with the doctor who is in charge of running this mental facility, or at least making sure that Peter's okay and functioning in the real world, and come to find out that the medication that Pete is on in order to function in society is going to be revoked, essentially, and they're not going to be able to fill more any prescriptions.
Because it's killing him.
Because it is essentially killing him.
Yeah, I didn't want you to leave that out.
It's attacking his insides. So because he can no longer function in society, once those pills run out, he has to go back into the mental institution, which kicks off a dark spiral of depression for this for the duration of these two episodes. Quick thing before we start talking about how depressing this whole situation has become. Pete starts breaking down in the doctor's office, and the doctor, in all of his infinite wisdom, reaches forward.
And of course, I didn't see this part.
Takes a tissue out of the tissue box, goes to hand it to Pete. Pete, or I should say Steve Buscemi, who is acting his ass off in this scene, as he always does, does not take the tissue. Doctor pulls tissue back, inserts back into tissue box. Tell me what's worse, that or the double dip in Seinfeld, where you're putting the chip in the sauce or the dip and then puts it back in after taking a bite, which is more unhygienic?
I don't really
I mean, see
why it's unhygienic for him to put an unused tissue.
Yeah, back I think in you're missing. Tissue, yeah, tissue if, it, it would be different if he used the tissue.
That would be different.
And then put that's more like a double dip. This is like a, I'm gonna grab a chip. Has gluten. I can't put it back in the bag.
Put it back in the bag. But see, that's not sanitary.
It's not, but it's not like
it's not unsanitary.
You expect tissues to be sanitary, though.
No, you, I expect them to absorb.
Yeah.
You
expect sanitary napkins to be sanitary. You don't expect tissues to be sanitary.
You don't need sanitary tissues. You're just fine with it just
someone's
being whatever.
Bleeding out. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to get a tissue to clean you with. Like, no, you got to use, like, fucking alcohol and shit. Like, you, that's not sanitary. It's just there so you don't pick your nose with your hand.
Yeah, a tissue isn't meant to be sanitary.
Okay. I knew it was going to bother you. The tissue itself
isn't supposed to be sanitary.
I disagree.
It's the
or
use
else I've
of
been
it.
Using tissues wrong. Because the tissue has been used for many a cleaning feature throughout my entire...
Many a cleaning feature. Yes.
We'll let you figure that one out.
My body is my temple, and I... And the tissue is my butler, put it that way. And I make sure that all of the crevices, you know, I use it to wipe my hands.
Well, hold on. I'm going to give the listeners just a little more time to finish vomiting.
Yeah, okay.
And you're good. Okay.
He uses it to clean his splooge. Now let's let them vomit again.
Yep, wait.
Put it this way. I picked my nose with a tissue before.
Okay,
but I should not be shoving up something that's not sanitary in there. Like, that's where infectious diseases, like, live. You know what I mean?
Infectious diseases.
I've shoved tissues.
What I think is he is confusing sanitary with sterile.
Okay, what's the difference then?
Sterile means that it's, like, the thing itself is totally clean and untainted by anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stale, like, medical equipment comes in airtight packaging so it doesn't get introduced. Sanitary is just something used to basically clean.
Okay, I want
like
sterile.
Making something sanitary is you're cleaning something.
Sanitary is the difference between wiping your ass with toilet paper and your hand.
Yes.
One is more sanitary.
Yes.
I would agree with that. You ever wipe your ass with a tissue?
No.
No, that is not the way to do it.
Here's the thing, though. You ever run out of toilet paper in the bathroom?
Yes.
I have been adventurous, yes.
And there's a... Oh! Okay. You put your Pokemon Go app on and you started just...
Let's divert. I want to divert for a moment.
All right, let's call
it. Who has the
here?
Biggest list of... things that they've used to wipe their ass. Different items. I need to know.
Okay. I have two.
Two?
Yes.
Whoa. What is the second?
Paper towel, because that's just what
was
there.
Okay, okay, can we top it? Can you top it?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I can. Oh,
what is wrong with you people?
All right.
You're not the type of person who uses the hand towel,
no,
are you?
No, I do not. Okay. That is disgusting. Have you ever used a hand towel, Nico? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you have.
Yes.
Oh.
You've used a towel?
Not a hand towel.
A washcloth, though.
A dish towel?
Not a dish
towel. A body towel for the shower? Oh, my God. Was it like a beach towel or like a nice one?
like one you use to dry yourself after a shower?
Like a nice one.
I mean.
Like a bath towel. Like you used a full-sized towel.
Was this an emergency or a choice?
Ooh, there's the question.
I decided to change it up a little. No, of course it was an emergency. Desperate times.
Where were you?
I was in my house.
Okay.
So you couldn't ask somebody to bring you toilet paper?
I was home alone. And
then why did you just leave?
I'm not going to wander around with a dirty ass. That's not an option.
Now, then Meg, it starts rubbing up on... Were you upstairs or downstairs?
I was upstairs.
Why didn't you just get in the bathtub?
Yeah, wait a minute!
Well, which transitions... into another thing that I've used.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now can we use water as a general thing?
Yeah.
Because there's a difference now. I've used a bidet.
I've never used a bidet. They creep me out.
Japan is nice.
Oh.
They creep me out.
Heated toilet seats.
You haven't lived until you've used a bidet.
Bidets are great.
And I've also used the shower.
Again, by choice
or by necessity?
Well, it was very frequent that day. So, like...
Wasn't a choice, really?
I mean, it was sort of... I mean...
It was a little bull.
He settled.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So what am I up to now? I'm up to 4. Towel.
Now, have you used the...
I've used paper towel.
I've used that.
I've used tissue. And I think... Well, okay.
You ever use computer paper?
Have you?
I think so.
Oh my god.
How about newspaper?
I've used computer paper. Not newspaper, computer paper.
Okay.
And, well.
Have you ever used the little.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait.
What?
What? Why the fuck do you have computer paper in the bathroom?
It wasn't, like, blank. It was, like, a sheet of paper that was there.
Right, it was hanging around.
It was just a sheet of paper that happened to be in the bathroom somewhere.
Right, it was just there.
It's emergency.
When I was little, and I just took the nastiest shit of my life, it was just horrible, right? And it was time to clean up, and I thought...
He's trying to figure out how to say it.
I thought that the thicker the paper... the more effective that it would be. So I thought, you know, it's just quantity over quality, right? So I grabbed the entire roll of toilet paper. And I just wiped in just one motion. And then when I realized that I had, my plan had failed, I threw the entire roll of toilet paper into the bath, or into the toilet. It didn't flush. I don't know why I remember this story.
Oh my! Now, have you ever used the little cardboard toilet roll?
No.
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Dire situations.
But only when there was like the little excess of toilet paper that you always have left on the roll.
Right.
I just used that, but I couldn't rip it off, so I just used it while it was on the
thing. Have you ever used a wet wipe? Wet nap.
I of course have used a wet
wipe.
Oh,
yes. Okay, so I have 3.
Okay.
Have you ever used a sock?
No.
Whoa. You used your clothing?
Listen.
What, were you wearing the sock?
Not afterwards, obviously.
It came off your foot. You took a sock off your foot?
I need to explain this.
Okay. Please do.
I was on a run.
Uh-huh.
I was very far away from any toilet.
Uh-huh.
In the forest. In the
forest. You couldn't find a leaf?
I don't trust leaves. I don't know where they've been.
On the tree!
In the middle of the 100-acre woods.
I had to go.
Right.
And I used my socks. I mean, right. I had 2 socks, 2 wipes, 2 good wipes.
Uh-huh.
It's actually pretty convenient. You can stick your hand in there, get, like, real good grip.
Oh. Ooh.
It's actually not that bad.
I just found the next... I just found the next innovation in toilet paper.
Fucking... As opposed to just wrapping your hand in the toilet
wearable.
Paper. You wear it, and then you...
You make toilet...
And inside, and then you can bury it.
Toilet paper gloves.
Oh, no, they already have those.
Toilet paper gloves.
They actually have... They have...
Oh, well, yeah. So much for that idea. Toilet paper gloves. I love that.
Yeah, no, that's probably the worst, though, that I've ever done. I was literally at least 6 miles away from a working toilet, mm-hmm. and I was... It was gonna come out. Right. Like, it was bad.
Like, it was either shit in the woods or shit in your pants.
Right.
Literally, yeah. Okay. And I had to finish my run, so it'd be down my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a good idea. I just had no choice, you know?
Yeah.
No choice. Not my proudest moment, but, I mean...
So, did I win that game? Did I win that contest?
I think...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get the prize?
The contest?
No, because I want a fair chance at this prize.
Yeah.
Fair chance.
Do I want a fair chance at this prize?
You were going
up against
the ringer.
You both like it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
No, that was a great. I'm glad we diverged.
Great segue.
I think that was perfect.
So Pete is about to like lose his life, and he's just about to kill himself, and horrible things are happening. Let's just jump around here a little bit. We have the artificial intelligence conversation with Kurt and Leon and a bunch of those other guys around the bar.
Yep.
We have the district attorney or assistant district attorney coming up to the bar, meeting a
Nick DiPaolo.
Nick DiPaolo. Yes.
Yes.
Nick DiPaolo.
Love that guy.
It's very funny.
Yes. And the other – is it Kurt Metzger that's the other guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So he goes by Kurt in both the show and in real life.
Most of the actors do go by their actual name.
Are, like, who else?
There's Tom somebody.
Tom did.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah.
So he comes in and there's this really, really drunk girl that is harassing him, saying, oh, you can just leave or whatever. After you fuck somebody, you can't just do that to someone. And he seems pretty content in that.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I can. I did.
Yeah, definitely did. Anything that we want to say about all that before we move on to Tourette's girl and her return?
What, the AI talk? I mean,
let's talk about the singularity.
Can we talk about Kurt's fucking habits?
Yes.
Because I feel like I relate to him. I feel like he's my spirit animal.
Like, not a good spirit.
Because you both dropped acid before?
No. No. Just because of, like, his, like, just constantly needing, like, I'm always drinking coffee.
Mm.
I literally drink 6 cups of coffee a day, probably, at work.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm here, I don't. Mm. But, I just thought it was really funny how he explained. So, yeah, he's telling the guy next to him, like, yeah, I drop acid every day. Every day. And then I take Xanax when I'm coming down so I can, you know, get off my acid, you know, help me off my high. But then I get drowsy, so I drink coffee so that way I can read my paper.
Right.
Yeah.
While saying this, he's drinking, like, a beer or a shot of whiskey or not.
No, he was drinking coffee.
Or...
No, he was drinking coffee.
He didn't have a drink in front of him?
No.
I thought he had a drink in front of him.
No, he was just drinking the coffee at that point.
Why is he at a bar to get coffee?
Because he was then going to get a drink? I don't know.
Like,
why is Leon at the bar?
I'm just trying to figure out if this is a cycle of drugs. Is he constantly medicated or is it, like, most of the day, and then he chills, and then he gets back on it.
I would think it would be that way.
Think off the horse and on the horse again?
Yeah.
Do drug addicts and alcoholics have routines? Or is it just whenever?
It's whenever they can get the chance, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I'm going to get up today, take a shot.
I would say
go work out, take another shot.
High-functioning drug addicts and alcoholics
absolutely
have a routine because they can afford their drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever they want is literally whenever they want.
Right.
They have a routine, yeah, I would say. But it depends how high-functioning you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay. Yeah. So
loving it.
Let's talk about – so he's dropped acid, and they're talking about what exactly? The singularity. The
singularity.
How did that
– AIs.
Why?
Because he said he felt like an AI because he felt like he
– He felt like artificial intelligence because he was just constantly seeing the world slightly differently.
Yeah.
On his acid.
What is this writing process like for Louis? Do you think he started? Did he think he just sort of rambled and rambled?
I actually,
and rambled
to be honest, I
kind of
think he dropped acid.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he was on something.
I don't know if he takes acid, but he does a lot of weed.
He definitely is.
He's high all the time.
No, I'll tell you, he's taken acid before.
Oh, no doubt.
That I mean, he knows what he's talking about.
Sure. Do you remember the one time that? Oh yeah, okay.
I keep cutting myself in this freaking I keep not cutting myself, but placing my hand on the chair
on the stool.
On the stool now.
Do you remember when Louis used to have a Twitter? No, you don't, because you're not on Twitter, really. He got high one night.
I remember his Twitter incident.
I remember him quitting.
He deleted Twitter after that. It wasn't fun. I love that guy, though.
Nick, what do you keep going on?
Pokemon Go. I'm
trying to get to work.
Yeah, it's not. You're underground. That's not going to work here.
So you got to be careful or else you walk into a Gyarados' mouth.
Never mind a moving car. That's the augmented reality part. They change it all.
They just change moving cars into Gyaradoses.
Yeah. So.
Great feature.
Okay.
Convenient.
Tourette's girl comes in and says a lot of horrible things. She's back. What's her name?
Trish.
Trisha. You're on a first name basis, though. You call her Trish.
Nah.
Yeah.
She's a big girl.
You know each other.
Yeah. Just call her T.
Yeah.
You know her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Trish.
She gets me around Boston.
She says a lot of.
I don't even feel bad for that.
Bravo! Wow, you are sweaty.
It's Pokemon Go, man. Oh. It's intense.
That was good, Nick. Bravo.
Nico's hurting.
Bravo.
Great joke. just great joke. she says a couple things that I want to highlight really quickly.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Mind you, she has Tourette's and we are merely quoting Louis' script.
Fuck me, N-word style. What's the difference?
First off.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that you said N-word.
What would you rather be saying?
Go all the way.
Go all the way? Okay. Fuck me, ninny style.
Ninny, yes. Ninny.
Ninny style.
Said ninny,
yes. No, I'm not going there again. Been there, done that, sir. Not again on this show.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Good. shit on a purple dick.
Why gotta be purple?
That's the question. Now, is the shit making it purple?
I don't think so.
Or no, she said shit on a purple dick.
Right.
Which implies that the dick is already purple before you shit.
Why a lot of shit on dicks in this episode, by the way.
Yes. Well, just from her, mainly. I mean, well, no,
the drunk girl at the bar told Louis that he had shit all over his dick.
Oh, because he fucks men.
Well, I think that's what she was implying.
That's the way, yes, that's a good way to skirt around it.
Right?
That's, bravo.
You know.
He doesn't actually. Penis but in the butthole. It was implied that. He fucks men. By
Nico,
her.
Nico's right. Penis in the butthole is what, by the way?
We
went over this last week.
Sodomy.
Oh. Sodomy. I call it Saturday night. That's what I call it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Took too long to be
not
funny,
as good as the tea joke.
Not as good as the tea joke.
Of course not. Did you tell him my pun? You never told him my pun.
Oh, that was that whole, okay.
Yeah.
So was
this on the podcast when we started?
No.
No.
Tell my pun.
No, this was when I was talking about the cemetery with Pokemon Go.
Right. I wasn't sure if we talked about that on the podcast.
So the person we were with, Abby, she was trying to catch a Pidgey.
Okay.
And she couldn't.
That's really kind of sad.
Yeah, so we all, so he, yeah.
I'm sorry.
So he goes, oh yeah.
I already have a Pidgeot, so.
He goes, yeah, the bird types are flighty. The bird types are flighty.
Is that a gay joke?
No.
No, it means birds fly. But the best part is he said it, and I'm like,
it means
I'm like,
birds fly.
Yeah.
That's a good way of explaining it. Is that a gay joke? So, no, if I said birds are faggots, then yes, that's a kid.
Oh my God!
Did you just
I'm wow
quoting the pot at the
no,
the
you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm allowed to say it.
He never said that.
Louis wrote it. I'm allowed to say it. Yeah, no, no, birds are flighty. It was a good pun. Okay,
God, we're all over the place tonight.
Okay. No, it's great.
Purple deck.
Purple deck.
I gotta say though, for as all over the place as we are. Mm. On top of it, though.
Yeah, we are.
This is, like, yes. Great.
No, we are.
Cloud 9 right now. It's like
for
we're
real.
Tripping ass.
You can tap your ass on the back.
I am.
Toot your own horn if you got one.
That's just old man Jenkins.
And it's your lap.
So this episode ends with them kicking out the drunk girl who says
is
a lot.
Is that where it ended?
Essentially, yeah. They kick her out, and everything sort of settles down, and everybody is like, wow, that was a weird experience. And Horace goes to the end of the bar, pours himself a cup of coffee.
Oh, yes.
And sits there. And at first I was like, well, that's sort of a weird way to end that episode. What do you think the point of it was?
I have an idea.
Give me your idea.
I don't.
I think it's I think it reflects when the very first shot of Pete that we saw, because he was sitting at the end of in that exact position.
Right.
What was in that beginning of the episode?
No, in the beginning of the series.
In the first episode.
In the very first time we see Pete at all. He's sitting where Horace was sitting, drinking coffee, and Horace was behind the bar doing something.
Right. And so now Horace has gone to
Horace
Pete's
has become
position.
Pete and Sylvia has become Horace?
And yes. Sylvia has become Horace. Here's my theory. That is the last time we see Pete. And
Actual Pete.
Right. That is the last time that Horace is going to see Pete because I think Pete is going to die. And that's just my theory.
Well, because Sylvia was dying, right?
Right.
And I mean, I did bring that up too when we were in the office. I kind of realized I'm like, it seems like they're switching because suddenly Sylvia's okay, and now suddenly Pete's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, but Pete's at that point, Pete's not dying is the thing.
Well, he's
the whole thing
dying
is he has a month before he has to go back to the hospital.
Oh, wait a minute. Pete wasn't here. This is the photo because we used this for the blog here.
Okay, well,
Horace is in that
position. But it's
again.
Still, but Horace is in the exact same spot as the first time we saw Pete.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then Sylvie would be the new Pete.
Right. Yes, I think that's the last time that they're going to be together. I think this was sort of... At the end of this episode for them, they all seem sort of happy and content and fine. And it's like, all right, we're okay now. Sylvia's not dying.
Pete just said he was going to go for a walk.
Yeah, he's
well, yeah, I also want to... We kind of skipped over Trish a little bit, but Trish made Pete feel a lot better.
Right.
Right, because Pete was... He literally says to Horace... He keeps implying it, but then he finally says it. Why don't I just go shoot myself in the fucking head like my dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean... Because he literally does not want to go back to that mental hospital. He said it was the worst experience of his life.
Yep.
He described it in the only way I can imagine hell being, right. Which is literally everything is shit. You never get used to it. Mm-hmm. And
he said you don't have good days. You don't have bad days.
You just don't even have days, really. Yeah. It lasts forever. And you just – all of the fears are made up in your own mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's like the worst kind of thing.
Right.
He does not want to go back.
No, he does not.
No, that's his last – that's
– And he even said to Trish too.
That's his bottom is going back to the hospital, yeah.
He even said to Trish, he's like, yeah, I just kind of want to kill myself.
Well, and she –
because she asked him, right?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, have you thought about it?
She gets it, though.
She's like, yeah, of course you would think about it. Why wouldn't you think about it? This is a horrible thing that you're about to go through here. But they sort of, just go for a walk and sort of just run off and seem to be, you know, enjoying each other's company. And then come to find out a week later, Horace has no idea where Pete is.
I think it was a couple weeks.
I thought it was 1 week.
No, he said, I haven't seen him for a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that long? No, he said a week.
Did he say I could
have seen him? He said a week.
I remember a week, yeah. It was a week.
Well, I stand
we haven't seen him for a week.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was, I think, the last time that they were in the same room together. And then we sort of go on to the next episode. What did we, what were our takeaways from that first episode? In terms of just the grand scheme of the show and what
sudden
that means.
Downhill, man.
Yeah. Quite the turnaround.
Yeah.
You know? Especially coming after us finding out that Sylvia didn't have cancer, you know.
It was
after that sort of just relief and like, oh, wow, everything's fine now. We're heading towards the end game here, knowing that there's one episode left. I think this was the big thing that Louis was emphasizing when he was making the show. He didn't want everybody to know that episode 10 was going to be the end of the show.
Yeah,
and he wanted it more of a mystery. Just because I think we have a general idea of where this is going to go. And I don't think – I mean, I could see it going a million different ways.
I just don't think it's going to go the way we expect.
Interesting. Okay. We'll get to predictions, I guess, in a bit because we only have one left after this. But yeah, it was a quick little turnaround right there. And it didn't get much better in episode 9.
No.
Which started out with talk about manslaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it started, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
So they're trying to hire a new bartender because Pete was the bartender. I mean, it's all he did.
Mm-hmm.
So Sylvie's interviewing this guy, and she goes, oh, you know, where were you working? He was always working at this place, but they hold on. I found this funny. When she said, why did it get shut down? And he said, oh, well, a girl died. I had to contain myself from laughing because just even the episode before – was it the episode before?
Yeah, right. Just the one we watched now.
Yeah, right before that, they were saying like a lot of people have died.
Yeah, a lot of people have died.
Like a lot of people have died at this bar.
Yes, because – oh, yeah. Freddy from House of Cards, he knew this journalist.
Which is Harold, I think.
Harold,
this,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Some I think a writer for The Post or something used to go to Horace and Pete's all the time.
Yeah.
And then died in the bar.
And then died in the bar.
Well, yeah, he's like, Horace tells him, oh, yeah, we knew he was here. And
Yeah.
It's not worth explaining.
Yeah.
I want to explain it, but it's not worth it.
But I just found that funny.
A lot of people died in Horace.
He was like, yeah, and he just was like.
Like the guy who shot his wife, was it?
Oh, was it his wife's lover?
No, both.
Oh, yeah.
Was it both?
He shot both of them dead.
Yes, he did.
And just got out of prison today.
Right, and he came back to the scene. Yeah. He was like 80.
Oh, yeah, that was awkward.
Yes, it was.
That was like episode 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really,
really
out of the run.
It was just totally like, what the fuck?
So anyway.
Yeah.
So she was like, okay, well, before that, you know, I was working somewhere and I left or whatever. And then she goes, well, what about that? And he goes, prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, for what? Which, I don't think she should have asked.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. But then, just really quick, he just goes, manslaughter. And then he was like, I was 16, I was on drugs, and he was explaining it. And then Sylvia was like, well, we already have drama. I don't think we need any more. Basically is what.
I think it's almost the exact word she used.
Yeah, but then she explained it, and I don't want to explain it. But that's.
What crime again?
Manslaughter.
Say that one more time.
Manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Wait.
I know what he's going to. I already know what he's doing.
Wait a minute. Not loitering. Okay. One more time.
Manslaughter. Damn. Can you please change the terminology? Can anything conjure up anything more hideous? So what are you in for? Manslaughter. I slaughtered a man.
Sorry, what?
Manslaughter!
When it comes to Brian Regan references,
on point all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, we know. We know.
We got it. We know exactly where we're going. Yeah, so he was not hired, needless to say. Sylvia, you know, saw.
Now, okay.
Go ahead.
I said this. I think Zach agreed with me. I don't really know, but I think we probably would all agree. But I think Louis would have hired him, right?
Yeah.
Horace.
God, they're the same.
Louis, too.
Well, Louis would.
Louis needed,
Louis
like,
did. A bar. Louis did.
Yeah.
Louis did. He played a role
that's
in the show.
Good point. If Louis needed, like, a personal assistant or something, I think, like, he'd be fine with him.
Horace would hire him. Granted, he would have been like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been
like, he would have pondered it for, like, 5 minutes.
What?
Okay. To be fair, Horace would have hired the first person who walked in.
True.
Right.
Which is, I think was what I said. I'd be like, Horace would hire anyone at this point.
Right. I mean,
what's Louis C.K.'s, like, posse look like?
Whoever's there.
Who does he, like, hang out
this
with?
This show.
Does he hang out with, like, Buscemi?
I don't know. I mean,
like, what's his posse? Does he have people like that?
I don't know if he does things. I think he just sits in Starbucks.
Editing his TV pointer. Shows.
Just randomly texts Nick DiPaolo, and he's like, stop texting me, Louis. I don't want to hang out.
Fine, I'll do your show.
He was like, and this time it was,
three
fine,
episodes.
Okay, I'll do
three
it.
Three episodes
I'll
max.
I'll give you three. yeah, so that happens, and it quickly transitions into another sort of uncomfortable scenario in which this woman is on a blind date with a guy that he met online, and his dad was...
Gender means nothing.
Yeah, clearly.
I have a problem with pronouns. I have trouble with them. We'll stop it right there.
Look, smart.
Not to get on this again. Yes, the guy landed on the moon. Or his dad
father.
Did.
His dad
I
did.
I want to know what the hell his father's name was supposed to be.
Neil Armstrong.
I was just going to say, is he supposed to be like Armstrong's yeah. kid?
It could be like, it doesn't matter.
Buzz
Aldrin. Is he Aldrin's kid?
He's probably
like,
lying.
Name.
First off.
Four astronauts.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yes.
Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
Scott Kelly.
Lance Armstrong and Buzz Lightyear.
Scott Kelly.
Who that?
Scott Kelly is the one who just got back from space. He was on the ISS for a year. He has a twin brother on Earth.
Oh.
And they wanted to test how space affects your body.
Right.
So he stayed in the ISS for a year.
How do you do that?
Well, he did it.
Well, it's easy. You just don't leave the ISS
yeah.
for a year.
And there have been tons – he's released tons of videos. Like, have you seen the videos of, like, water droplets in space and then he fills them with food coloring? That's
yeah.
the guy.
Oh,
that's him.
So what's his name?
Scott Kelly, I believe. I think that's
what
his
about,
name.
What about the Chris guy?
Who's the one that Aaron Rodgers beat on Jeopardy?
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Well, no. There was this guy. There was an astronaut. I think his name was Chris. I want to say Chris Hadfield, but it's not Chris Hadfield. It's Chris something. Hold on. But he did Bowie's Space Oddity.
Oh, in space.
In space. Yeah, and he put it up on YouTube.
That's awesome. His name, Matt Damon.
I think we did a pretty good job. We can name a few astronauts. That's
yeah.
pretty impressive.
I'd say we got there. Might as well.
And Nick Lombardo. Just 50 years
there
too
early. You go. That's exactly.
50 years.
50 years. We're 70. That's by then, right. That'll be like 20, though.
That's exactly right. So they're on this online date hookup, and he freaks out at her because she's sort of, I would say, a little bit conceited, but, you know.
So, no. He
aren't
was
all
worse.
Women, am I right?
He was worse.
Ha?
He was worse.
Yeah, he was much worse.
He was much worse.
Much worse.
Because you could tell he was fishing.
Yes.
He was fishing for it.
So they started just screaming at each other like, you know, you don't even care. You didn't even acknowledge the fact that my dad went to space and landed on the moon and all that shit.
Told you 10 times.
Yes.
He kept bringing it up.
Right.
Yeah.
It was, he was really hung up on this whole thing.
It was an interesting conversation that they were attempting to have, though. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't follow the conversation because I think they were having two separate conversations.
Well, no, she was saying that, you know, she spent her whole life to get her dream, which was to be a reporter or a journalist or whatever with The New Yorker, mm-hmm. and now she has it, and now she hates it.
Right.
And she didn't know what to do anymore.
Uh-huh. And somehow that involved...
All he was basically doing was repeating back to her what she already knew. Yeah. He didn't give her any advice.
Yeah.
He just wanted her to acknowledge that his dad went to space.
Yeah. It's like that guy that just has the one thing that he brings up at any social gathering ever, and it's just he relies on that one thing. You know?
A crutch.
Yeah. It normally works, but this is the one time it didn't work. It's like she did not give a shit. Normally it's like, oh, really? Like, did he find aliens? You know? He's used to those sorts of questions, and he didn't get that this time. You know? And it leads into this whole conversation between Kurt and I believe Sylvia was involved, and so was Leon, and they were talking about the nature of dating and love and how you fall in love and all those sorts of things.
Oh, and Tom.
Yes. Is that his name, Tom?
Tom is the actor who isn't an actor
anymore. I loved his little spiel.
Yeah, so
yeah,
this...
Oh, no, yeah,
until he kept going.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. Like, he got to a point where he was like, okay, this is getting weird now.
So this guy... Let me give the actor's name here, because he's one of those faces that I just recognize from a lot of stuff. Yes, his name is Tom Noonan.
Yes, yeah.
He's been in a lot of things. Heat was with De Niro and Pacino was his biggest role, I guess. Somehow Louis has him in his Rolodex and gave him a call for this one very, very small role.
Oh, it was
role.
Chris Hadfield. Sorry.
Oh, there you go.
We got four.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Tom Hanks was another one, by the way. We can add that to
this.
We got that one. Yeah, so he was talking about how he's an actor and how he took this class one time about falling, and you can't fall on command. It's very, very hard to fall when you're performing.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with love. That's why they call it falling in love. It's not something you can actively do. It's something that just happens to you. You know, you just get lucky. You stumble upon it.
It happens naturally. You can't
right.
can I ask
make
you,
it happen.
Do you agree with that?
I do. Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah?
Yes.
That directly conflicts with what you've told us before.
In what way?
I caught you, motherfucker.
Really? What have I said in the past?
That love is a choice. You have to choose.
Oh, it does.
I got you, motherfucker.
Well, let's
see. Good memory.
Let's see if I can back my way out of this double talk.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to try really hard. We're going to get there, though.
All right, just don't say the N-word by accident.
I'll try my best. Love in terms of...
Is like a butterfly.
Okay, you don't choose who you fall in love with, but... Okay, here's the thing. You don't choose to fall in love. You choose to stay in love, if that makes sense. There's a difference between the two. It's when you've decided that I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life. I'm going to marry them. I'm going to have kids with them. I'm going to see them every single day. You make the decision consciously to make sure that it works. You know, at first, though, like, I think it is you meet the person by accident. That's why I don't find online dating to be something that's effective.
My belief, you want to know 99% of what falling in love is?
Mm-hmm.
99% of it is timing. That's it.
Well, isn't all of life timing?
It doesn't matter who it is, though. Like, I mean, really, there's, like, probably millions of people you could fall in love with, I'm sure.
Sure.
But it all has to do with where you are and where they are at their point in their lives.
Yeah, I can
and
agree,
then staying
I can
staying
that.
Together is yeah. also, you know, it comes down to timing.
Right.
You know, you could fall in love with an 80-year-old woman when you're 16. Mm-hmm. The timing's not going to work out.
Yeah,
it could happen, though, I guess.
Unless
I mean,
it's like a Benjamin Button scenario. You know, you're aging up, she's aging down.
It'd be really awkward if she was aging up and he was aging down.
That'd be really
And they're
weird.
Just like, they got like 4 years left. That's it.
Well, I was going to say, you could be like the teacher with her student. Do you remember like years ago?
That brings us back to the Pretty Little Liars episode. Great reference to an episode you weren't even part of.
One of our most downloaded episodes still.
Strange.
People love that episode.
Megan just downloaded it.
Yes,
a million times.
She just kept
She doubled our views is what she did. She doubled our listens.
First time and last time women listened to our show.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
I think it's all timing. It's really all timing.
But in terms of the search, when you're searching for someone.
Never works.
It doesn't work. It's like if you look too hard for it, you're not going to find it. And half the time it's in plain sight. But you have to allow yourself to just see it sometimes.
Well, I think what the issue is a lot of people who are out searching for someone are out searching for that person that they are gonna fall in love with.
And half the time they're both searching for someone.
Yeah.
Which means they both got problems.
Yeah, but I think you can't do that. You need to search for someone who you're gonna have a good time with. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't say hope and pray that it becomes, you know, this deep love, but that's basically what you gotta do.
Somebody gave me a great piece of advice once.
Oh, hit
me. He said...
Was his name Dico Nigregorio?
It was not, actually.
Oh, okay.
It was actually one of our, I don't think you ever had him, but one of our professor's brothers who I worked with at CTN.
His professor's brothers, uncles, lawyers,
yeah.
Cousins. Nephews.
You could just say co-worker. It would have been a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, you might,
it would have been.
Well, the reason I'm saying is because you might know the professor.
Okay.
But if you don't tell him the professor.
I'll tell him after. Anyhow, he said, you know, imagine how much easier and better the dating world and everything would be. If we didn't date people until we were like, yeah, I'm actually going to marry you. Like, what if we just, you know, just do whatever you want?
It would just,
like,
everything was open.
Go out on dates with people. Just let, like, why do we overcomplicate things when, because here's the thing. A lot of people, and I've been guilty of this in the past. I have dated someone in a committed relationship knowing full well that I was not going to marry that person.
Right.
Why did I waste my time? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you, like... A lot of – but I feel like I'm not the only one. Well, I feel like that's a common thing where people for some reason feel like they should and have to be in a committed relationship with someone even if they don't feel like they're going to marry them.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
But I have done that in the past.
Well, yes. But
– And I think a lot of people have done that. Well, I think a lot of people are doing that.
I think
– Yeah, no, definitely.
The point of dating is it's essentially like a practice round. Like, it's to see if it will eventually work. It's to see how you handle being with the same person every day.
But a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people will...
Oh, they just get stuck in things that...
They'll just date someone because they feel like they have to.
Right. There's an obligation or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Absolutely.
Nah, but when he said that to me, this might seem stupid, but I was kind of like, wow, that's why have I never thought of that? It's so simple.
Because we're in a society where monogamy is, like, the, like... fountain of youth.
Yeah.
You know, we just keep I don't know what it
is. I'm not saying go around and like fuck everybody and I mean like and he also said like, I mean, it's not right to just go and like fuck another person if you're seeing someone. But what you should do is literally first thing is say, you have to explain and tell them this is my stance on it. We're not going to be dating. You have to like let them know everything, put it all on the table, and then if you happen to like go on another date with another girl or something, you didn't do anything wrong. You put it all on the table. You explained it as long as they agreed to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's a interesting point. I don't know why I never...
I'm using this for a second.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. That's fine.
Did it stop working for you?
No, I just... This one's longer. This cord's longer.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's I don't know if any... I mean, have you guys been guilty of something like that or...
Nico?
I've been guilty of sleeping around, yeah. I've had that from time to time.
Yeah. Slept in his bed, slept on the couch.
Yeah. Slept on the floor, slept on the other couch. You know,
you dirty girl.
Wow, I'm a real demon that way. Okay, we gotta get going here with this.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so Leon brings up a great point. We're at
about an hour, almost
hour
an hour.
Hour eight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we got another
Leon brings up
30. 40?
Yeah. Leon brings up a great old school point.
Yep.
And I love this. I love when the show honors, like, these old school philosophies just because, you know what? It ain't broke, don't fix it. Because Kurt, the asshole that he is, because he is an asshole.
Pretty much a piece of shit,
Says something about how, you know what? The two of you, when you were in this little argument that you were having, it's fine for him to yell at you and it's fine for you to yell at him because, you know, there's equality. We should be able to treat each other like pieces of shit. You know what I mean? That's just... If we really want to be equal, that means treating women the same way that we treat men. And then Leon just says, you know what? No, fuck that shit. You don't talk to a lady that way. That's not the way you do it. You know why? Because ladies are beautiful little – what do they call them? Beautiful little flowers.
I think he said they're pretty.
They're pretty. Oh. They're nice and pretty.
Ladies are pretty, and you don't talk to them like
that. You just don't do it. I love it so much. You know what? I love that old thing. Also, they should stay in the kitchen.
No, there's this one thing I've noticed with a lot of people. Some people are like, oh, I have free speech and equal rights, so I can say whatever I want. And it's like, yeah, that's true.
Sure.
However, some people equate that to meaning I can be an asshole.
Right.
Big difference. You can say what you want. You can do what you want. But that doesn't mean
you shouldn't.
Yeah, that doesn't mean there aren't repercussions. I mean, people will tell you you're a fucking asshole.
Sure.
Like, I know a lot of people.
Within your right to be an
asshole. Then I know a lot of people who are assholes, and then when people call them out on it, they get, oh, it's my right.
Right.
Like, no, you're still an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because it's your right doesn't mean you have to be an asshole.
Free country.
Notice that a lot. Yeah, free country, fuck you. I mean, it's the same shit.
Exactly.
So.
It's the exact same thing. Yeah, no, I love Leon. And we also found something out about Leon.
Yes,
we
did.
In this very scene. What did we find out, Zach?
He does not drink.
No.
No, apparently, for years, Leon's been coming to the bar. They've been filling up his drink from a special bottle.
The Leon bottle.
The Leon bottle. Sylvie says, you know, what's in that? Like, what is he drinking?
El Tigre is what they call it. Isn't Leon mean tiger?
I don't know.
Something. Or lion. No, Leon is a lion. Sorry, go ahead.
So Horace sort of whispers, so nobody else will hear. He goes, it's apple juice.
Mm.
Because he said, and correct me if I'm wrong, but he said that Leon likes coming to the bar and having drinks, but he's sober now.
Right. He misses the experience, the social experience of it. He just wants to be able to live that same life, you know, while being sober.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting to me. And it, in the same way.
It really makes you start thinking more about what he's saying.
Right. Right.
Because he's not drunk when he's saying
that. That's the thing. In the same way that, like, it makes sense that Kurt has been dropping acid every day.
Yeah.
It makes no sense that Leon is sober.
Yeah.
What's great is,
well, maybe he's sober because it did so much permanent damage that now he just thinks like that.
I think he likes the point of view he gets from the people who aren't sober. I think he likes the conversation.
Do you think that's what he's writing down all the time?
Leon means lion, by the way.
Go ahead. Thanks for that little tidbit.
Yeah.
Might be. I wonder if we'll ever see what he's writing.
Probably not.
Or will we?
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe he's writing the location.
Maybe this whole
of Pete, the coordinates.
No, maybe this whole thing. Maybe this whole thing is just about Leon sitting at a bar called Horse and Pete's, and he's just writing it down.
What if? Yeah. What if he's just telling?
We're getting like season like three of Dallas.
He's just telling the story. He's been writing everything.
Oh, that's what he's been doodling this entire time. He's been writing the screenplay. Oh, that would be the greatest thing ever. So Leon? Is it just that he has these thoughts? He's just that fucked up. These are not like drunk thoughts. This is just
I think it's half and half.
Yeah.
He usually doesn't make up the thought though. He comments on other people, right?
He'll comment on something else, but sometimes, as we've pointed out, sometimes it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's crazy. Even when and we'll get to it in a little bit, but when the mayor came in, he said something that was just totally insane. But he also
I loved it.
But in the same episode, he's like, you know what? You shouldn't talk to a lady like that.
Yes.
So I think it's sometimes his thoughts. And sometimes he's just trying to make people think, and sometimes he's just saying random things.
Yeah. The thing about Leon, too, he seemed to take on, or at least to me, the way that the episode was shot and the way that Horace and him interacted the entire time, he almost seems like this sort of sage, like, spiritual leader. In a way. Like,
he is the wise old man that you have to go find somewhere.
He's like the Yoda of this story.
Oh, I love it.
You know what I mean? He just sort of sits in that same place. He's a constant, almost like a Jesus figure. He oversees everything.
Okay.
He speaks these words of wisdom. He sort of represents that old order. If we're talking about this balance between old and new, which has been a theme for this entire show.
Yeah.
I don't know. He almost seems like a part of Horace's conscience. Yes, his conscience.
Conscience.
Yes. It's they're consensus? Ripping you off.
Consensus.
That, ah. It's chemistry that rips you off. It's conscience. he is the angel on Horace's shoulder in a way. And we get to that when Pete is missing and Horace is going to search for him. We just have Leon sitting there just looking at Horace, you know, did you find him yet? And Horace flips out and says, no, I didn't find him. I have no idea where he is. However, I just realized we skipped a very important scene, which is when the episode really got dark. And that is in the hospital bed. Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay. Why don't you take this one?
Okay.
Yeah, you never take him.
All right, sure.
Exactly. He never takes
that. I feel like I talk too much. I don't like – people hear me enough. I don't need to talk anymore. So Trisha is in the hospital bed. Horace gets a call, rushes to the hospital to see what the deal is, and it looks like she has a broken leg. She's got bruises on her face. And it becomes fairly clear that Pete...
Pretty soon,
yes, too. Pete has become violent. And she tells this whole story, and Horace is getting emotional the entire time. And Trisha continues to defend Pete, saying things like, oh, you know, I told him to do this. He didn't know what he was doing. I just tried stopping him. You know, he was throwing things around the apartment. And in this violent haze of his, this injury
happened. She got him off of his meds.
Right.
She convinced him to get off the meds because she thought she could tame the beast.
Yeah.
Right. And that did not happen. Now no one knows where Pete is. And Horace...
She seems to have fractured bones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Horace sort of realizes that we've now crossed a line with Pete and now this needs to get taken care of.
He also flushed his meds.
Right.
So there's no turning back.
Yes.
At this point.
Yeah.
No Horace breaks down hearing all this. Also, this scene had my favorite line of this episode as well. When Trisha, her Tourette's kicks in and says something like, N-word, eggplant.
N-word, ham on a Sunday or something like
ham
that.
Ham on a
like,
Sunday. And the black nurse who is caring for her says, it's Saturday, hun. Just a great little
thing. It was a great little sort of, yeah.
You know, saying, my husband says worse things to me when we're in bed together.
Yeah, in his sleep, yeah.
Yeah, in his sleep. Yeah, it's really great stuff.
Now, Nick, do you think Harold is that woman's husband?
Yeah. Does she know them too?
No.
Okay, good. Good answer. Good answer.
Excellent answer.
Yeah. It's a great way to be politically correct.
Oh, man, I hate that I'm being recorded.
So, yeah, this scene
happens.
Yeah, I
hope a future employer doesn't find this podcast.
Yeah. A real dark turn, and that causes Horace to break down in the midst of a conversation about Hulk Hogan later, in which they're talking about Hulk Hogan's sex tape and how he got $120 million from this lawsuit, which is...
insane.
Have we ever talked about this? Are you a Hulk Hogan fan, either of you?
Hulk Hogan's a piece of shit.
Okay.
I liked him when I was younger, because obviously it was, you know, Hulk Hogan comes out. But, yeah, but growing out of the sort of into wrestling phase that I was in, mm-hmm. he was just an asshole. He's just...
I think he also became more of an asshole over the years. He didn't...
Yeah, no, definitely.
Asshole. He was nicer when he was on the roids.
Well, because I think what it was is he was so used to being... Because wasn't he on WWE and then got moved to TNA?
He's on WWF.
Right.
WWE. I think he was on... Was he still there when WWE started? I don't know. But he took a break and then he was on TNA for a while.
Yeah, then he was on TNA and then he had that show.
American Gladiators?
Hogan knows best.
Yes.
And then Brooks knows best.
Oh, Hogan knows
best.
And then Brooks
knows best. So I think why he sort of became an asshole is he slowly faded out of the limelight.
Mm. I feel like he was always that way, though. Let me tell you something, brother.
I think money just consumed him. He had so much money and drugs.
Hookers available to him.
And he's the type of guy who just took advantage of all
but
of
do
that.
But you know what the story was about this? Apparently, the wife of the friend... that he was sleeping with, apparently they're all swingers. So I guess this was sent to the husband or something, this video. And what was bad about it, I guess he used the N-word in the video, and that's why how it first leaked. And the friend had a weird name. It was like a whole thing. But bottom line, and Sylvia brought it up pretty well, the justice system does not need to pay this guy $120 million. This is the last guy that needs to be rewarded for damages to his reputation or whatever. You know what I mean? So Horace breaks down, almost punches Kurt because Kurt tries to break the tension with a line about Pete.
Because Leon is staring at Horace because Leon clearly knew something was up when Horace had to leave. Mm-hmm. And Horace gets mad and is screaming, I don't know where he is. Basically, you know, I'm scared for him. We don't know where he is. I don't know where he is. And then Kurt, the asshole, just goes, hey, Horace, where's Pete?
Yeah. And just, yeah. It starts punching Kurt. And then the police...
Which I think is more than fair of Horace.
Absolutely. Punch him right? multiple times.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to pick up a bottle and throw it.
Yes.
I got one scene left, too.
Yeah.
But let's finish this.
Okay. Yeah. It is at this moment that the police walk in saying, hey, what the hell's going on here? And that is when they escort into the frame Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Actual mayor.
Not a guy playing the mayor. The actual mayor of New York City is now in Horace and Pete's
bar. He already looked this up.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. How did Louis get this guy? Does Louis know the mayor?
I think he asked him.
What's the deal? Well, yes, but did De Blasio, is De Blasio like a fan of Horace and Pete? Did
sure, he like? Well, I'm sure he's a fan
probably
of Louis.
Probably a fan of Louis. Yeah, come on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and he would just say, you know, hey, I'm doing something. It involves sort of the mayor of New York. Like, would you want to be? Could you?
I feel like somehow he knew ahead of time that De Blasio was a fan.
Yeah.
Maybe he bought a ticket or something, or went to a show.
Or maybe they probably met. Or maybe at some event, the two of them were there together or something.
I imagine they've met before.
That okay.
I mean, I don't imagine this is just purely like. Thank you for coming, Mr. Mayor.
I don't think Louis called up the mayor and said, hey, I'd love it if you came down. And he was like, yeah, sure, I'm free on a Tuesday.
Sure. Like, no, that's fair. But the other thing is, so they call the mayor of New York like the second most powerful man in the country. You know, they're essentially like their own governor. There's like 12 million people in New York. They're a very public figure. Why would he agree to be on this show? Why would he agree to let Kurt Metzger yell at him and fucking drop F-bombs, you know, when he's in the frame?
Hey, he's a cool mayor.
I guess so. He's a
cool mayor. I mean, Obama was on, like, Between Two Ferns.
Yeah. I guess so. But it's like, I don't know. This is, like, a very raunchy show. That wasn't, like, a raunchy interview.
New York's a very raunchy city.
Good point.
Yeah, it is New York. You're forgetting that. They don't care what they're doing.
Yeah. It just seems
not
like...
not going to affect his, like, polling.
Yeah, no.
So? Yeah, you're probably right. If anything, it'll help him, right?
Yeah. I'm going to vote for him now.
Sure.
I didn't have an opinion before, but now...
I don't think you can vote for him, but that's, you know, that's fair. I don't think you're allowed to in this district. I don't think the lines cross over that much.
No, Westchester?
Yeah. So Bill de Blasio's in the scene. Horace can't even take it. Leon says something to the mayor. What did he say? Quote it exactly.
He goes up to the mayor and says, can I ask you something? He's like, yeah. Leon goes, what time is it? It's like 3 o'clock. Right. Can I quote you on that?
So is this... Here's the question now. Is that Leon... Like, are those just his thoughts and it just popped into his mind? Or is he fucking with the mayor?
I think he's kind of fucking with the mayor.
I think he has a plan set in motion. And somehow, by having the mayor say,
It's 3 o'clock.
I think he's going to quote him out of context.
Yeah. Wow. Just
wow. Wait a minute.
You know, maybe at Pete's funeral.
Oh.
He'll say, and in the wise words of our mayor, it's three o'clock. And they'll just end it. I don't know. Who knows?
Can I quote you on that?
Really great scene.
What did you want to circle back to?
We completely skipped Pete's mental state. He had a scene where Pete was just cleaning the bar.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah,
we're going to get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not out of
order.
Did
it end with that?
It ended with that scene.
I felt like it didn't.
No, it did end with that scene.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that we weren't going to skip
that.
Yeah, that's
really
important.
So Horace can't take it anymore. He runs into Pete's room, just sits there, cannot contain himself.
He's crying.
Like... Yeah, he's crying. He starts stressing out about his brother. And that fades out and then back in to a scene of Horace behind the bar, Pete... sweeping the floor of the bar and a bunch of patrons in, and in walks Alan Alda. Clearly this is some sort of either flashback or hallucination, and come to find out this is all happening in Pete's brain. Nick, explain this scene.
Throw me in the
spotlight. Exactly.
Yeah.
Pete's cleaning the floors, and Uncle Pete walks in.
Alan Alda walks in. Great Alan Alda.
And which is great to see him again, by the way.
Yes.
Basically immediately starts berating Pete, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Believe called him my favorite
boss. Many words.
He goes, you're a faggot. And Pete goes, you're a faggot. And he goes,
I'm not a faggot.
Like, he was offended. He's like, how dare you?
How dare you say the same thing I just said to you?
Yeah. No.
But like, he almost said it in a condescending way, like, no, you're a faggot. Yeah. I'm not a faggot.
Yeah.
Okay? He's about to go, like, I fucked a lady, all right?
Yeah.
You're a faggot.
Like he was going to bring out proof.
Oh,
like.
My gosh. I love Uncle Pete.
Don't you ever eat pussy. Let's not forget. That was the last time we saw Alan Alda.
Yeah.
was when he was talking about
eating pussy.
Yeah, eating out a lady. So, this whole dream sequence happens, and it's sort of this internal monologue that Pete is having, right?
Yeah.
And Uncle Pete brings up stuff about how when you were a kid, you were so brave, you had such courage.
Yeah, that's a big theme in this episode with Pete and his courage.
Yeah.
Trisha said the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Which is a funny thing. That's the interesting thing about courage. Because a lot of people think that courage is the absence of fear.
Yeah.
But it's not really that. It's action in the face of fear.
Yeah.
It's being so terrified of something, but you still do it anyway. It's not being scared of it, you know?
Well, but it's just like kind of like strength and weakness. Wasn't that in an episode as well? Wasn't there something along the lines of, you know, you're only strong when you're having to face weakness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't that in one of the episodes, I feel like?
I don't know.
I don't remember that exact line.
Maybe it was in something else.
Yeah, it could have been.
But yeah, no, it's just like this, it's the same thing.
I kind of noticed with this episode, and I want to bring this up now. Leon, I feel like, has a lot in common with Pete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like they both – I feel like the reason Leon was so concerned, where's Pete, is because Pete's the one he relates to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're both flawed. I mean, everybody on this show is flawed, but they, you know –
they're both a little crazy, medicated.
They're outcasts.
You know, and I think he recognizes that in Pete. Now – I'm going to blow your fucking mind.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Leon means lion. Pete is courage.
Yeah.
Courage, lion. Come on.
The cowardly lion.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
I think that it
well,
relates.
Well, he had high hopes for that.
How did that not? How did you not?
What if? This is a Fight Club situation.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
What if?
No, Leon is
they're
not.
They're the same person.
No, they're not the same person. He's looking for courage, like...
Ah.
Pete is his courage. He inspires courage in other people, like Trish.
Ooh.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Come on.
There's no way that's the way it is, but that's pretty awesome.
Why not? If you don't think Louis could write that?
No, Louis can't write that.
He wrote Louis, though.
That's a good point. Well, yeah. If you've seen Louis,
it's pretty good. It's a pretty good job.
You know, it's fine. Nothing like that in there, to put it that way. No hidden meanings like that. He does, and he's worried about him, and Horace is worried about him, too. What was the takeaway from this dream sequence?
Right before, Horace calls Pete his brother. He's not my cousin, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he made a huge point in saying that to Sylvia.
Just
and
then
on top of it.
Pete, Uncle Pete, calls Pete his son. He's okay, son.
Mm-hmm.
And then he leaves the room and he says, okay, son, I'll let you have this one. I'll stop busting your balls, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you have it because... this is the last time, maybe the last time, that you get to sit in this bar. Because that bar is his home, really, you know?
Right.
As far as Pete's concerned, it's the bar or the loony bin. That's mm-hmm. what he's got.
Well, right? Yeah. I mean, even Pete acknowledged that when he was talking to Uncle Pete in this vision, I guess. And, you know, he says, this is where I – he was saying this is where I belong, talking about the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And how he was – like happy at the bar and with nowhere else, and it really didn't matter where he was as long as to him he's at the bar,
right? And then when Pete leaves, he calls him dad, and he calls out, he's like, dad, as if like he wanted him to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just thought it was really interesting how it's
they're making a big emphasis on
he's in the family,
the family actually being a family,
right?
In those like 2 minutes.
So I have a question about this now.
Yeah.
Did Pete find strength in this little thing?
I think a little bit. I think he found a little bit of control, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what it is Pete, he didn't find a way to suppress the, like, because he has visions of monsters and things like that and snakes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think he didn't find a way to help with that. I think he found... sort of the courage or the realization that, okay, he needs to get help.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be he goes back to the bar and tries again, or he goes back to the mental hospital.
Because he's not the type of guy that gives up.
Exactly.
And that was what Uncle Pete was trying to
do. Now, I found it strange that he never asked, I mean, obviously Uncle Pete was a vision, but he never asked him, why'd you kill yourself and why shouldn't I? You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Right.
That never came
up. Because I don't think Pete actually wants to. I really don't think he wants to.
I know, but I just think it's interesting because he has this figure here who basically has hated his whole life for the most part. He's kind of treating him like shit. Now he's his dad, though, he finds out. And this guy is telling him, oh, you need to be strong. But this is the guy who killed himself.
Right.
Why listen to him? You know what I mean?
Especially since Pete almost feels like he's destined to become Uncle Pete.
Right. I think it's especially with all of this heavy tradition weighing down on
mm-hmm.
him,
mm-hmm.
this whole idea of tradition I just think it's interesting that it didn't come up, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to see where it goes.
Yeah. So is this a place of hope? Is this a place of despair? And ultimately, how is it going to turn out is the question.
I think it ends with hope. That's all we got, though. I don't know.
So then what happens next episode?
Are we predicting?
Yeah, let's do it right now before we get into the contest at the end.
All right. Well, first, let's – I think there's the way we expect it to go. Uh-huh. I think we all will agree the way we expect it to go,
we
right?
We expect Pete to die.
I think yeah. It's going to end on a death, I think.
I would think so, yeah.
But I think probably Pete. He's probably something's, you know. Maybe not, though. Maybe he'll go back to the loony bin. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you have any predictions that are outside the box, though?
I think what's going to happen is Pete's going to come back to the bar. He's going to find out that Trish is in the hospital. Trish doesn't end up making it. And then he realizes he does need that help and goes back to the hospital. That's what I think.
Completely agree. That's what I was going to say.
That's what I think is going to happen.
I completely think that Trish is going to die. She's going to die. She may not even die from that.
Or I don't. Maybe she makes it, but he realizes that was the line.
I feel like Trish is the one that's going to go.
Interesting.
But I do think if someone's going to go, it is going to be Trish, the person closest to Pete.
Is there any possibility we lose Horace in the last episode?
I considered it.
I mean, it would be sort of the most ironic probably thing that happens in the whole series.
Because I'm just looking at this last scene. You've talked me into it because this is sort of Pete recharging and sort of taking his life into his own hands and saying, I'm going to fight through this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That didn't seem like a note of despair. It didn't look like that was the end. You know what I mean? I think we're going to lose one of the two of them. Because, and this is just from what I've heard. I haven't seen spoilers or anything. But it seems like there's a lot of finality in this last episode.
Well,
it seems
hope
like
so. I do know I mean? We now Zach. There is one character that we know is in the next episode that we have not seen.
Yes.
Oh,
Horace's son.
Horace's true.
Son. We don't know his name. I assume it's Horace.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see who this
could
is.
Be Pete.
yeah, it could be.
I'm wondering if the show ended with Horace dead, a Pete left alive, and a younger Horace having to take over.
Oh, that could be.
And then a Pete killing himself. And I'm almost wondering if the cycle is just going to continue. Do you know? I don't know how the other Horace – I don't know how Horace would die, though. I mean, again, a lot of people have died in this park. I mean, I could – wouldn't Horace, be that surprising if someone just came with a gun.
Does Horace name his son Horace or does Horace name his son Pete? How does that work?
Horace has a son Horace. Pete has a son Pete.
Well, but they also said like – but sometimes they said this. Sometimes the Horace and the Pete could be a brother, mm-hmm. and sometimes they could be cousins. So it seems like they just kind of filled in the gaps where they needed to.
Yeah.
But I think the goal is Horace's son is Horace, Pete's son is Pete. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it always worked that way.
Interesting. So I could – if his son is named Horace, then I could definitely see Horace going and then someone else.
If you think about it, they become like less and less related at that rate. It's like it's your cousins like
– Right. Then you're like third cousins, like, fourth yeah, cousins.
Like, I'm Horace and this is my – dad's cousin's kid. And then it's like, oh, this is my dad's cousin's
right.
Son's son.
Great point.
Like, you become less and less related.
That's a good point. How does that work? At a certain point, it's like, oh, man.
Oh, I imagine when you become less and less related, somebody goes, fuck this, I'm out.
Right.
And then
– The only – there's two questions I want answered. One's really random. One is, what did that woman do to Nick? Mm-hmm. The second
– Whoa.
Yeah. The second is
– That's – yeah, we didn't even mention
who's,
that.
Who is Horace's daughter's mother and who is Horace's son's mother?
Yeah, we don't know which is which.
Oh, that's a good point.
However, I think the one he talked to was his son's mother, I think, because he asked how is my son and she seemed to know a lot about it.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah, maybe.
She seemed to know more about the son than about the daughter.
No. She raised both of them.
Right, she raised both of them.
Oh, that's right, too, though.
Remember that? Yeah. There's a lot to still find out about this lineage, and there's only one episode left to do it.
Maybe.
But it's a longer episode, no?
I think maybe in the sense that the mother – I'm just guessing at this point. But maybe just because since the mother started to forgive – Horace, maybe her daughter, her actual daughter, kind of took a note from that, whereas the son feels detached and he goes, like, you're not even my real mother. Right. And
maybe.
I hate my father. I feel like the son would have more anger if he knew that his real mother didn't want him and his father didn't want him and it was all – you know what I mean?
Sure.
But that's just a guess. I mean, again, I have nothing to base that on.
Let's hope we'll find out.
We'll have to see. All right. What we find out.
Episode 10 I think we're doing next week, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Really quick.
Let's play our game.
So
– Do you want to reveal the prize before you do it or after?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so Nick has a mystery bag in the corner over here. He said when we came into this, come up with a game, come up with some sort of contest that we can
like
play.
Posters, right? Like little poster things.
Yeah,
sure.
Like printouts.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what the prize is?
It is.
Okay.
It's a fancy print.
All right, so we're gonna play a quick little game of Super Fight here, little lightning round between Zach and I, and we're gonna see who wins, right?
Yeah. Should we do one round?
What are you looking up?
I gotta find characters.
Oh, I thought you had something prepared, didn't you?
Well, we're gonna do a super fight, right?
Right.
But I can't just give you a character. That's not fair.
Well, you can. That's what super fight does.
Yeah, give us characters.
I can't just give you one on a whim. Yes, that's totally gonna be biased.
Of course you can. No, it's not. Just go random. I thought you had characters to draw from, though, didn't you?
I think I'm gonna try to do Game of Thrones and Pokemon.
Right.
So
go ahead.
I don't know a lot about Pokemon.
And I do. I thought Meowth evolved into Mew.
Yeah, okay, fair. I do know. Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try to see if I can find...
What are you looking at?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to type in Game of Thrones on Google. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use a I'm going to use a Pokemon generator.
All right, is there like a certain amount of Game of Thrones characters like on the...
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to use the first image of a person from Game of Thrones that comes up.
Got it.
Because that could probably be anyone. I can't really think. I mean.
It's
likely going to be.
I don't think Gilly is coming up first.
I mean, you're right. I don't think she's the first. Or should we just stick to Pokemon?
No, do.
Because Pokemon's more relevant.
I like all three. That's good. No, we can do all three. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. It's your game.
Can I steal a sip of your water?
You can have the rest. How about that?
Well, after this, I'm getting my own. Okay. My throat's. You can hear it. I'm getting groggy.
All right.
It's your game.
Let's see. I'm going to see if this seems at all fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Probably not.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, are we pitting a Game of Thrones character against a Pokemon?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that could get difficult.
Or do you want to do... Okay, let's do this. Let's do Game of
Thrones. I thought we were doing a Game of Thrones round, Pokemon round, Horace and Pete round.
All right, let's do this.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
You're an
hour and 36 minutes into the podcast.
That sounds good. No, that sounds good. I like this. All right. How are we going to decide who gets one, who gets two?
I want one.
You just want one?
Okay, hold on. You get one this time. I get one next time. Okay. And then he picks who gets one the third time.
Well, okay. Go ahead, whatever.
All right. One.
Yeah.
Arya Stark.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, boy.
Daenerys Stormborn. Contest.
Oh shit.
Please be sword fighting. Please be sword fighting.
Please be picking wild animals, training wild animals, training wild animals.
Hold on.
I said picking wild
animals. Do you want the super fight game? Here.
That could
you
be helpful.
You still have it?
Yeah, I have it. Of course I do. I have it. All right, hang on. Here.
Unity. Please tell me you get that. Do you get that?
I don't know. I might.
From Chappelle's Show.
I actually didn't get it either.
You didn't get it?
No.
It
was just a funny noise.
All right.
I just like the noise. All right. And what is the contest? Darts.
Oh, boy.
Who's going to win in darts?
Who wants to go first?
Nico.
Okay.
Arya
Stark of Winterfell.
Okay.
I'm going to talk in, what's that guy's name that trained her at the sword fighting or whatever?
Cyril Ferrell.
Here's the thing about Arya. She fucking went blind for two episodes, all right? This girl
By the way, in the book, months.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're led to believe months have, like, sure. It's been a long time.
Time is wonky in the show.
Yeah, it's very wonky.
Two episodes in the show, she has been training without her sight. She understands depth. It was so much that she was able to kill the waif. When there was nothing but darkness around her, she made the room pitch black and fought a bitch. She knows depth. She knows aim. She has agility. Dany Targaryen doesn't exactly have the finesse that it takes to win at a game of darts. And that's why I believe that she would win this battle.
All right.
Also, Arya's a badass.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a badass.
So is Daenerys.
I would say even more so.
Where are my dragons?
Side note, have you seen the video of Emilia Clarke asking random questions?
No, I have not.
It's great. I'll show it to you after.
Did she say it in that same voice?
A couple of them, yeah.
I like it. Okay.
What is it? Darts?
Yeah, darts.
Okay. Well, I don't know how I probably should have been thinking on how I want to say this.
It's the game with the board and you gotta hit a target.
Well, okay. Yeah. Fuck off. I'm just trying to think, because the Daenerys doesn't actually, like, do anything.
Like, she'd wait because she'd have Tyrion do it. That's your argument.
Yeah, she'd have, like, Jorah or Tyrion do it. or she'd get Grey Worm.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for making my point. She'd get someone else to do it.
Tyrion can't reach the Dark Lord, okay? That can't, and Jorah's got grayscale.
How would you fight that?
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's not an easy fight.
She doesn't do anything.
I agree.
She flies around on dragons and tells it to burn fleets away. Mm. That's what she does.
Yeah. All right, Nico gets first
one. Woo! I mean, easy one.
Right, you know, that was, oh, no, 100%.
You gave me a blind assassin, all right?
Yeah.
Like, it's easy.
I'm rolling dice for both of you.
Okay.
If the internet works.
All right.
Yeah, it's not working.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Did you have a random Pokemon generator?
Pick a number between 1 and 6. I don't give a shit.
Me?
Yeah.
5.
5? Okay.
Obvious. Oh, 2. I pick 3.
2. All right. Zachary? You have a Jinx. You know what a Jinx is? Pokemon?
You can
pick. Is that the racist one?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
what
Jinx does besides be racist.
Yes. Yeah. I know Jinx.
And, Nico, you have a Starmie.
Huh. Okay.
Can I see them?
Yeah, they're right here. You have a Jinx. See the Jinx?
Yeah.
That's the Jinx. Doing its blackface.
What kind of...
And that's why it's race. That's the Starmie.
What kind of Pokemon is this?
I think it's like some... I think it might do psychic stuff, but it might be normal. That's a water.
Water?
That's not really water, yeah.
Okay, and the battle is...
That's all I'm going on, by the way. Psychological powers over waterbending.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
All I know is Star Me or Star You?
Star Me.
What's a Star You?
Star You, I think, is the most evolved form. I'm not sure, though.
Okay. It is a battle of... Oh, boy.
What?
Rugby. Your sport, Zach.
Well, he knows everything about rugby.
Yes, he does. Take it away. I got to think about this.
All right, Zach.
You see Jinx... Being a psychic Pokemon, mm-hmm. Right. She'd be able to confuse everybody in the rucks and the lineouts.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
I'll give you all of the money in my wallet if you can understand a single thing I'm
going
to say.
Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the Jinx could confuse somebody as they're going in for the try.
Right. The try.
Okay, the try.
Sure.
Yeah.
Give it the old college try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that... Wait, is that... That's not where that comes from.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Anyway,
I would guess not.
So just being a psychic Pokemon, she could influence the other players on the Starmie's team.
Right. Okay. She could Bill Belichick the shit out of him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Why not?
Nick, do you know who Bill Belichick is?
He has to do with sports.
Yeah.
Close enough. Which sport?
I think football.
Yes.
Do you know which team? If you had to guess a single team.
Do you know what he does for this team as well?
Patriots.
Yes.
And he's the cheater. He has them cheat.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good.
Great answer.
That was the perfect answer.
Mm.
That's what he does, though.
Yeah. He's the coach, by the way.
I know that. No, okay, he's the one who has them cheat. I know
right,
what he...
Right.
No, okay. Yeah, I know that now.
Well, there's a few of those guys. I mean, in fairness.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, like the quarterback.
Can't walk 3 seconds without fucking bumping into a cheater in the Patriots locker room. not bitter. Okay, so game of rugby. Here's the thing about rugby. When you try to get the ball into the rugby net with the rugby ball.
There's not even a net.
You get the rugby sticks, right? And the rugby sticks, you fucking fling them.
Is he mixing it up with a cross?
Yes.
Oh, rugby's the one where it's like you're running and you got to throw the ball backwards.
Yes.
It's like football. But it's like full contact and there's no pads.
Yes.
You could just fucking tackle each
other.
Like
man football.
Man football. Not that pussy shit in the NFL. None of that bullshit.
Where they'll just take roids and wear armor.
Absolutely.
And beat the shit.
This is a man.
And knock
game.
Each other down once. Yes. Like, ooh.
Try doing it 50 fucking times in a game. So, wait, Starmie?
Yeah.
Well, he's a starfish.
The worst game of Super Fighter.
Is Jinx a man or a woman?
gender neutral.
I think most Pokemon don't have genders, with the exception of like Nidoran and Nidorino.
Okay, then I won't.
They are.
Then I won't.
Well, no,
be
they do.
Sexist.
In the Pokédex, don't they list gender?
Sometimes.
Actually, no. Yeah, all of them can be any gender. As far Jinx is probably only a girl, though, and I imagine Mr. Mime is only a boy.
Mm-hmm. Probably. That'll make sense.
But yeah, I don't know. They're weird. Pokemon are weird.
Put it this way: Starmie has a lot better of a foundation. You know, much easier, a lot more durable. You know what I mean? As opposed to, I feel like Jinx gonna get hit a couple times. The other team's really gonna psych them out, even though she's the psychic or he's the psychic or whatever. Like, just physical in terms of brute force. Starmie has a much better chance of.
How's the Starmie gonna do not in water?
Not great, but we
need
all
water.
Have our.
They don't
problems.
Need water to live. I mean,
he was going with it. Shut up.
We all have our problems. We all have our flaws. That's just the bottom line. And I do think, like, at the end of the day, size and athleticism, that is a skill set, and I feel like it's a skill set that Starmie possesses and not Jinx.
Did you just say size and athleticism? Starmie's, like, this big.
Yeah.
Oh, well. In that case, congratulations on your round two victory, Zach. All right, go ahead. Round three.
Let's just do.
Let's just
no,
do
I want to do the Horace and Pete version. We can't do that?
Fine.
We can't have Horace v. Pete?
Yeah, we'll do Horace v. Pete. You want Pete, don't you?
Well, no.
Who do you want?
No, pick a number. Make assign one the number one and one the number two, and then we'll guess it. There's only two options.
I had to justify my options. Okay. All right, I'm good.
All right. What do you want?
Do you want me to? Yeah. I'll pick two.
I'll take one.
All right, you got Horace.
Okay. And I have Pete, huh?
You have Pete.
Okay.
Can we agree? That's the opposite of what we both wanted.
Yes.
That's why, and that's literally why.
No,
I
we gotta go with.
I knew you wanted Pete.
The nature of the game. It's random. Nature of the. Okay. That's funny. All
Let's right. see what the battle is. The battle.
Here it is. Oh boy.
What is it?
Hairdressing.
Hairdressing.
They are both horrible.
You can go first.
Well. Zach, I got some news for you. Horace and Louis C.K., in a more broader sense, a very attractive man, got a big-ass torso. He has a lot of features, and the women love him for this reason. You know one thing that he doesn't have a lot of? Hair. Doesn't really have hair. Pete got a lot more hair, you know? That guy has... I've seen
Hold
him
Hold on, can
comb.
I challenge that?
I... challenge? What do you want to challenge?
Sure.
Buscemi's got more hair than Louis C.K. Does he or does he not? Hold on. You don't know? I spend a lot of time looking at Louis C.K.'s face, and I know for a fact there's not a lot of hair on it. As a matter of fact, look at that balding head of his.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, wait, what about Buscemi? Right. Does he have, like, an actual head of hair?
That's his due.
All you're doing is attacking. I need some, you need to justify.
Okay.
Well, no, I challenged.
This is his due.
Okay.
A slight receding hairline, but still a very suave, sophisticated look. I think he owned his own hairstyle for a good, like, 2 years.
Buscemi or Pete?
Buscemi, but more so Pete. Pete is an extension. It's what the actor brings to the role. You know, Buscemi back in, like, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction days, even though he wasn't in Pulp Fiction, you know, back in Reservoir Dogs days, like, he owned that whole, like... Not quite coconut head, but also not quite like James Dean.
Head.
It was still like in the middle. A good head of hair. He's had to make up for a lot of his shortcomings. Because let's be honest, Pete, not the most attractive guy in the world. And I do think that one thing that Pete understands, because he spent so much time worrying about it, is his hair. That's why he would win in a hairdressing battle.
Okay. Zach, I have one argument. For you, that if you say you're gonna win, or if you, I mean, get one that's better. But
well, the only thing I could think of is that Horace has had more time styling his own hair throughout his life, as Pete was in a mental hospital for 5 years.
Right, but when you're in a mental hospital, what are you doing all day? You gotta
be going insane.
On, you gotta be. You gotta be doing
yelling,
something.
Yelling about how the floors have teeth and not eating your.
It's face. Like how when prisoners come out of prison and they're great at painting. You know, it's all this time. It's got to be spent doing. What are you doing with that microphone?
That's the mic that comes down after a boxing match.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. No.
Hold on. That is what you were doing. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Pete's also a perfectionist. Like everything, it's all got to be very particular for him. It's all. He's freaking out a lot.
Exactly. That means if he messes up on somebody else's hair. that he's going to go insane and try to fix it, and then it's Pete's going to – not Pete. Horace is going to get it done.
Zach knows from experience.
And, what?
With your OCD.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
Shit doesn't work out. Fuck.
But it does increase the quality of the end product, I would say. And I think his commitment to his customer, to his client, is going
to
push
people. But you have to balance the time that they're in the chair versus the quality of the haircut. Because you can get in and out in 5 minutes and get a shit haircut. Or you could be in there for an hour and get a very good haircut. But which one's...
Sure.
After about 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, just get me out of here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, I don't care anymore.
Yes. Bottom line, Horace, don't give a shit about hair. Pete gives a shit about hair. Therefore, the better hairdresser, Pete.
Now, Zach, got anything left?
Besides the fact that he was talking about Buscemi for his entire
you gotta bring your A game here, Zach. Come on.
This is like a C-plus game. This is like...
You usually do better than this.
I do usually do better than this.
I know there's a weird competition, though.
Yeah.
I like how we've got the wrong person, too. We each wanted the other person.
I could have done so well with Pete. All
right.
Who's won this battle?
All right. Don't worry. Nico's going to like it more than you anyways.
Yeah, baby. All right. What was your argument, by the way?
Yeah, what was your argument?
Horace has a daughter. And Louis C.K. has a daughter.
Ah.
Done their hair.
Good point. Fair point. You know, but
Horace wasn't in his daughter's life.
Didn't really have an active relationship, yeah.
It's okay.
I don't think A.D. Bryant's letting Louis do his
hair. You don't
know. Just a feeling.
He had like three wives, too. I mean.
Good point. He's now, around more women.
You said you like Prince, right?
Never heard of him.
No, Prince.
Yeah, who's that?
Like a print. Prince.
Oh, Prince.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you meant his royal badness.
Well, no, I did, but it's a print of Prince.
Oh!
Where the hell did you find that?
County Fair.
Woo!
I want it with a BB gun.
You don't have to be rich.
It's really shitty, actually.
I mean... It's his royal badness.
It's pretty shitty.
That's going right over my head.
I mean, look at him.
I'm going to fall asleep to that image every night.
Okay, I almost bought you something today at the convention.
Yeah?
It was a full-sized poster of the Kramer painting.
Oh.
I love
that one I have the shirt for. What county fair did you go to?
East Hampton.
Oh. It wasn't like a bait and switch like last time?
No, it was there.
Are you sure you weren't going to the Strawberry Festival?
Yeah.
It was there, and I also got a, what's it called? One of those Eevee evolutions.
Oh.
The water one.
The Zoltan?
Zoltan?
Zoltan. I don't know.
Zoltan? What are you saying?
The electric one.
That's Jolteon.
Jolteon. Close enough.
Zoltan.
You know what I meant.
I feel like you were trying to think of Zoltar.
Yes, that's exactly right.
There's Jolteon and Flareon, but I got the water one, which I'm really struggling to remember right now.
This was made after his death. Oh, 1958 to 2016. Look at that chest hair.
I know.
Oh, my God.
He had great chest hair.
What a sexy man. All right. Well, now I'm on a bummed out note.
But I got a prince.
I appreciate that. All right. Anything else we got for today? This has been a long podcast.
Zach, how'd you like the last episode of Game of Thrones?
Good.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah, insane. Yeah,
fucking crazy. How is your mental state after watching 60 hours of Game of Thrones in like a week?
Look at that face.
He just stared.
No, I mean.
A lot to take in, right?
I mean, I'm mad I have to wait until.
That's going
to
be the worst part.
You ready for some?
I don't know. You really could have spread that out.
I could have, but I didn't want to.
Also, you could literally watch one episode a week, and you would have been like fine.
Yes.
You just do the rest of us. You would have had a year of one episode
of
a week.
Greatness.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be the best.
Oh, man.
You could not be further away from Game of Thrones right now.
And next season is coming out even later than any other season before.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Because they're filming in winter now. Because it's winter. So they want to film in winter rather than summer.
Right.
So they're waiting. And I think the next year is going to be even longer.
Yeah.
And they're short.
Yeah, and there's only 7 episodes next season.
And
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Only
really.
13 left of that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get all wrapped up. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Nick, for the print. Thank you, Zach, for driving me around yesterday as I caught Pokemon. Let's go catch them all. And until next week, you've all been naughty.
No.
Fuck.
It's becoming shorter and shorter. Sometimes I wonder why.
Why do we tear ourselves to pieces? I just need some time to think. Or maybe I just need